Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Didn't hear for almost 8 seconds, chomping at the bit, ready to go this morning.
More like three.
You have not been here 8 seconds, dude.
Yeah, I heard the opening Boss Tones music as I was coming up the hall.
It was so funny because literally, like, it started to go. And by the way, good morning.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci. Morning, Teresa Strasser.
Morning, Carl. Morning,
Brian. So, Brian was semi panicked. Mm-hmm. And I just start the show, and he goes, I have virtual Adam, and I'm thinking, yeah, but you have flesh and blood, Danny and Teresa, to start the show.
Ta-da!
And Adam will walk in the door. He's going to be 30 seconds.
You don't know how much we love virtual Adam. It is so fun. Well, come on, Brian.
Is that something you have done in the past that is like Adam's been late or something?
Silver does own a plantation. We used to.
I get what it is.
What is going on? We used to do it on Loveline.
Oh, yeah.
In Loveline, we just had like five phrases.
Yeah, you could keep going back to them. Like, I could say, hey, Adam, how are you today?
He's a big boy.
Well.
No, that would be, how's Danny today?
Right. It worked better when we would take phone calls, and Dr. Drew would sort of help negotiate and navigate, and he would talk to the caller, and then I'd chime in every once in
a while. That's why you get the big bucks.
Right, we could go through 5-6 phone calls, and some of them were better.
I don't know about that.
They're better than if I was here. I mean, it was satisfying.
The guy got me into radio, Jonathan Brandmeier, who, by the time he got here, because he came to L.A. for a little while, was considered kind of wacky and old school. No offense to Mr. D's, you know, he's a legend.
But
kind of like that. You know what I mean? But he invented, back in the days of carts, where he didn't have the electronics that Brian has. You had to like move 8-track tapes to get anybody to do anything.
Right.
He invented the Mr. Ed game. And by hand, he would try and keep people on the phone with Mr. Ed and take bets on how long he could do it. So he'd call a random number and they'd go, hello? He'd hit a button and they'd say, hello?
Right.
Who's this? He'd move cards all around.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Exactly. Wow, I know. What do you want from me? Very nicely done, Brian.
Well, the thing
about that's old school with like carts.
Play some applause for yourself.
Carts. The baby have his bottle.
Carts are essentially look like 8-track
tapes.
And carts work fine. The problem with the carts is you could always hear that.
Yep.
You could literally hear the thing pulling in and pulling out. It has a physical sound to it, whereas, Brian, you just hear the sound of baldness in the background.
What does that really sound like?
Did that seem to happen overnight?
Well, it's weird. You know, it's a weird thing as long as we're talking about technology and radio. It's amazing how much stuff has moved along and from a technological standpoint in many facets of life in the last 10 years. But when I got into radio, and I got into radio when I was older, I was 30
when I
got into the radio, and we were into I think it was 94, 95, right? We're in the mid-90s here. When we used to do bits, when Jimmy and I would go out and record bits, we would then go back into the studio and edit them together by cutting them with a razor blade. They take together, taking a white pencil and a razor blade. You'd physically lay the tape out on this little sort of cradle, and you'd cut it with a razor blade, and then you'd just tape it back together with Scotch tape, and that's how we did the bits. This is in the mid-90s.
By the way, I could do that. That was like physical labor that I understood. What happened, the next leap was into magic. It went from, I get this, you want to take out this silence here, so you put a mark with white pencil, you cut out the razor blade, you physically scotch tape it back together, and it's gone. Then all of a sudden the voodoo happened.
Yeah, well, it used to be tangible. Movies were cut that way, too.
Right. Jimmy told me, and this was right at the very beginning, he said, if you can learn this technique of tape splicing and editing, you would be much more valuable here at the radio station, and they would never let you go if you can edit your own stuff. So I highly recommend you pay attention and learn how to do this. And I said, I'll take my chances. I'm going home. I remember thinking, screw this. This sucks. I'm heading out. And, you know, we always focus on those parts of life. Here's a message. If you have any kids, prop them up against the radio right now. We always focus on those parts of life where you go, I stayed in school, I got my degree, and today I'm a board certified dentist. Right. You know, and they go, and everyone always gives us speeches about those crossroads of not doing drugs or staying in school or whatever. But what about all those great decisions you made where you go, I'll pass.
Right.
Where somebody said, you better learn to cut tape and splice it together with a razor blade and duct tape. And I said, nah, I'll just be funny and make millions of bucks.
Do you know what? That makes me very happy that you said that, because sometimes you're very funny and then put up a chin-up bar in a commercial break. And it where I really appreciate that you can do all this stuff, it kind of bugs me that I can't. But I used to think, thank God I never learned how to do anything else. That when the Partridge Family went off the air, I had 14 years to have learned a skill.
Yeah.
And I ignored it. Because I was in show business, damn it. And I was not going to learn to do anything else.
There
and
is
then
a
I was
danger.
Funny and made a bunch
yeah.
of money.
Yeah.
I was dating a girl whose dad, like right when I got into radio, I was dating a girl whose dad was like the head of Apple Computers. He used to be the head of Pepsi. Mm-hmm. His last name was Scully.
Mm-hmm.
Like a billionaire, this billionaire chick. If I'd have married her, I'd be working, you know, at Apple Computers right now.
Well, it's funny. I was having that thought about the Mega Million jackpot lotto BS, whatever's new record it's up to. And by the way, it should be up to a new record, just like everything goes for more now. I mean, we shouldn't be chasing the record from 1989. It should go up with inflation, but it's like $350 million.
I'm actually reading it's on steroids and really only worth about $220.
They're going to announce it. They're going to announce it tonight in New York, I think. And all the idiots and all the lemmings and all the losers and all the people have no self-esteem and all the people that are manipulated by the state and the city to go out and throw their hard-earned, some of it not earned, some of it just comes in the form of a disability check, but throw their my hard-earned money away on this dream. I thought, you want to talk about never doing anything again. You win that lottery, first thing you do is quit your job, and when you quit your job, you quit everything. You don't quit your job and go on and join Brad and Angelina and go on these entrepreneurial tours where you go help, I shouldn't say entrepreneur, I should say
philanthropic
tours where you're off to save the world. You sit home and eat and do coke and eventually die.
Right.
That's what most stupid people do, win a bunch of money. But yes, it's interesting. My people my whole life, and I'm sure everyone in show business their whole life, everyone's trying to convince you to get a job,
yeah.
do something. My dad pulled me aside. I haven't had many conversations with my dad, but one I do remember is I was about 29, and I was just getting about the end of my show business rope. I gave myself about 10 years. I said, if you're not making a paycheck in 10 years. Now, I didn't do any of that crap like Jim Carrey, any blowhard moves where I wrote myself a check for $10 billion looking over the city up on Mulholland one night.
Right.
Tear rolling down one cheek. All I wanted to do is make a living in show business. And when I say a living, at the time, I was talking about 35 grand a year.
Right.
And when I say show business, I mean working on a show, not talking into a microphone, not standing in front of a camera.
Maybe one of 10 guys in a room writing jokes for somebody,
right.
or something.
I my dream
gig. Because your background is a tad of a mystery to me.
My dream gig would have been working with a group of guys, sitting around a writer's table, ordering Chinese food, and saying, Alan Thicke needs more questions for Pictionary. Or something.
No, I get that completely.
That's what I want to do. I thought it'd be cool. You'd hang out with a bunch of guys. You wouldn't have to lift anything. You wouldn't have to crawl under any houses. And you could sit there and tell jokes and write stuff down. And that's what I thought I'd be doing. Be good enough. That was as high as my dream. If I would have reached that goal in 10 years after I was about 19 or 20 and I announced I thought this would be a good idea, I would have been satisfied
right.
with my life. And I was eating... I was teaching boxing, and I was making $20 a class, and I was teaching about 6-7 classes a week, and then I was doing a little bit of construction on the side, and I was barely making ends meet, and now I was 29 coming up on 30, and it was looking like whatever it is I was trying to do probably would have happened somewhere in the
right.
last 10 years. I got sick, and I was...
Physically?
Yeah, I got physically... sick, and I don't know what I had, but I was screwed for about a week, and I couldn't work, and I didn't have insurance, and I had a doctor friend. I didn't have a doctor, and she said, you should go get this, but I didn't have the money for the prescription, which would have been like $65 or whatever. It seemed pretty expensive at the time. So I was just having lunch with my dad, and I just got over being sick and not being able to work. I had no money. I had nothing in the bank. I didn't have any insurance. I couldn't afford any insurance or anything. And he said, you know, you should really have some money put aside. Now, not that he was going to do anything about it. He didn't have to. I was an adult at that time. But he said, you know, you should have $500, $1,000, just put somewhere for days like this. When you break down, you get ill, there's an emergency, you have to buy, you know, prescription drugs or something. You really should have something. And I remember thinking, I said to him, I said, the amount of work it would take me making $310 a week to put aside $1,000. I'm going to be rich one day. I'm going to make it in this business, and I'm going to make a ton of money, and I'll feel like an idiot if I busted my butt for that $1,000, because that $1,000 will be nothing once I start making money. If I start making money, what it would have taken me to put that $1,000 away is going to be like the equivalent to me putting $100,000 away.
Do you know what makes this compelling and really interesting to me, rather than, you know, it's an interesting story? It's the same speech I've been given from a million people who were wrong. Every girl I ever dated told me she was going to be a star. And I'm special. And one day, and nobody ever did anything, ever. And I've dated a lot of chicks, man. And every single one of them was as serious as you are right now, saying, no, you don't understand, Danny. I don't have to do that because I'm going to make it one day. Mm. And I used to believe them because they look so determined and stuff. And then about girl 20, you just go, no, you're not. You're not the one. I can tell.
So I don't know if they believed it or not. I don't know if I believed it, but my feeling.
I believed it. I gave the speech and I was right.
I just did it. My whole thing was,
it's so weird.
I don't know if I'm going to make it or if I'm not, but if I put away that $1,000, I'm going to kick myself in the ass because that $1,000 is going to be put away like one large pizza at a time. You know, I mean, that $50 a week I put away, or that $100 a month, which is about all I can spare because I'm paying the IRS off $30 a month, and I have no, you know, I owe the Discovery card $1,800. I mean, I had zero money, and I thought, that is really going to severely cut into my lifestyle, me trying to put away $1,000 in case I'm injured. Screw it. I'd rather roll the dice and make some money. I didn't guarantee him I was going to be a star. I didn't guarantee him I was going to be rich. I just said, if I can't make an S-load of money, I'd rather just be dirt poor. I'm not interested in striving to try to be in the middle somewhere. All right, we need to take ourselves a quick break.
Did something interesting happen to you? Or did you have an aneurysm?
No, I realize we have Dinesh D'Souza on the phone. He is he, right?
Yes.
He's the author of The Enemy at Home, The Cultural Left and Its Responsibility for 9/11. We've spoken to Dinesh before.
Yes.
Yes, T, you were going
to
say?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say that I believe he used to date Ann Coulter, who's in the news right now because of her slurs.
She
about
did
John
something
Edwards
that I have yet to do with all my boldness and wild statements to get me on the next TV show.
Uh-huh.
She lost her sponsors. That's death.
Well,
you can do anything you want to anybody, but when they stop spending money on you, then you're over.
Mm. We will ask her, what he thinks about her comments. And also, he's mad at Bill Maher for comments made about Dick Cheney the other night.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll speak to Dinesh D'Souza, and we'll talk about, responsibility for 9/11 and all that good stuff next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1
KLSX
Free FM. 97.1 KLSX
Free FM.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
We're SoCal's free to be.
Brilliantly insightful. Adam Carolla.
I think her vagina may have jumped the shark.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
No, why don't you just kill yourself now because we're getting too advanced for you.
I'm just saying, okay?
Tom Likas.
Women decide in the first 30 seconds if they're going to sleep with you. All the lobster and champagne and limousines in the world are not going to change their opinion.
Let me tell you, big guy, doesn't get much freer than that.
Ah, wash my butt.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaduce, and with great pride, I'm going to tell you about Earl Scheib. I actually said this to the guy that helped me the other day. My card's over in my backpack, or I'd tell you his name right now. I went to the Earl Scheib on San Fernando Road in Chevy Chase in like Glendale. Anyway, they wanted to paint my 1967 GTO, my pride and joy. Now, I drive a brand new Nissan because I'm sponsored, and that's the car I drive around, and this car's a hassle to drive. I just love it. It's a collector thing. You drive it like twice a month and show off. And they wanted to paint it at Earl Scheib, where the paint jobs start at $259. I said, you out of your mind? But the station promised if I didn't like it, they'd pay for a new paint job. Dude, I swear to you, and you can't miss me in this car. When you see me in a 67 Go that's bright red, you'll know that's the one I'm talking about. There's no difference in this paint job and any custom Beverly Hills paint job I've ever seen. It's a beautiful, beautiful job. Check it out. Earl Scheib, they got affordable collision repairs. Oh, that's right. When these guys stole it, there were dents and stuff, and they fixed those at Earl Scheib. Paint job starting at $259.95. Believe me on this one.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows announcing the new American Vision Kitchens.
Our mission was to revolutionize the window industry. Now we've become California's largest window replacement company by putting our customers first. Due to overwhelming requests from our customers for kitchen remodeling, we've opened American Vision Kitchens. American Vision Kitchens has assembled California's finest design team to create the kitchen of your dreams at an affordable price.
American Vision Kitchens uses its own certified in-house installation team so you know your job will be done right.
Call now and take advantage of 12 months same as cash financing. 866-268-8888. That's no payments or interest till 2008 on approved credit.
At American Vision Windows and Kitchens, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service.
Call American Vision Kitchens at 866-628-8888. That's 866-628-8888.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and now American Vision Kitchens.
Living with depression is an exhausting condition that makes just getting through the day difficult. If you're depressed, you probably often feel hopeless and sad, and things you used to love doing become more like a burden. You stay home and quit answering the phone. You don't sleep well, which makes it hard to do anything. You try to give your best at work and then fall apart at home. Fighting depression is a lonely battle, leaving you tired, hopeless, irritable, and guilty for hurting those closest to you. Hi, I'm Dr. Wilcox, and if you're depressed, we encourage you to call PRI today to learn about our newest confidential antidepressant research medication study. Participants receive all research-related care plus complimentary aftercare, all at no cost to you. We understand depression, and for over 30 years, we've been working to help find better treatments for it. This is an opportunity to potentially help yourself and other people as well. Calling PRI is the first step. We're at 888-PRI-HOPE, 888-PRI-HOPE. That's 888-PRI-HOPE.
97.1
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, middays on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm making sweet love to my hot woman. I'm poking and sweating, and she's just squirming. Dropping my sponge right in her face. Squirting that hot surge all over the place. I say, ugh. I say, ugh. I say, ugh, ugh.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on Free FM. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Big show today! We're going to listen to some Hulhauser! Now who else has got some stories? The Insomniac, Dave Attell! Actor, comedian, and all-around weirdo Harlan Williams! And Mr. Blonde himself, Michael Madsen's gonna be here to talk about his new book of poetry! Hey, the Jackman's a poet too! Check it, peeps! There once was a man from Nantucket! It was me! Hey!
Thanks, Jack. Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Now, on the phone, Dinesh D'Souza. We spoke to Dinesh. How long ago, Teresa?
I'd say about a month ago.
Born in India, The Enemy at Home is the name of his book, The Cultural Left and Its Responsibility for 9/11. Dinesh?
Hey, nice to be on the show again.
Good to speak to you again. Well, where should we start? You dating Ann Coulter or Bill Maher?
Or both?
No, neither one. Neither one.
I hate gay people.
Who's more manly, do you think, Bill Maher or Ann Coulter?
Good question.
Did you used to date Ann Coulter, Dinesh?
That was a long time ago.
Sounds a yes.
All right. And what do you think of the things she's been saying lately?
Well, see, most of us, as we have gotten older, have gotten saner. this is not necessarily the case with Ann. Look, I think she's become, you know, a bit of a professional provocateur. I think it's silly.
I agree. Yeah.
And I don't know why. I suppose part of it's the way you hog the news and, you know, make the headlines. But it was just a senseless statement.
Well, you know her intimately, I assume, and you would have some insight. Yeah, when smart people say stupid things consistently, it makes me think, what's in it for them?
Right.
They're not drunk. They're not talking to an ex-lover. They're just highly educated, highly intelligent people saying things that they know are going to get them in trouble. And yet, here we are talking about them, and maybe they're just smarter than we are. Maybe we're being manipulated.
I was going to say that. I don't think Ann Coulter said anything stupid until recently. The news story I heard on the way in is she lost, and the one I can remember offhand was Fannie Mae. That's a big account to lose. But three major sponsors pulled. Up until then, Ann Coulter was for the, like, really upper educated people. Most people had not heard of her. And pretty, all of a sudden she said a couple, she called those,
widows of 9/11. Yeah,
yeah. And that's it. She was a household name. So right. She didn't say anything stupid personally if she doesn't mind being hated.
Well, Dinesh, you believe she knows what she's doing, I assume.
Well, you know, the traditional sort of stereotype of the conservative woman is the woman with the big ridiculous hairdo and someone who's, you know, 75 years old, kind of a Phyllis Schlafly type, very traditional. And so, in a sense, some of the young conservative women who are, you know, who don't look that way, they're more bohemian in style and so on. They go against the stereotype, and I think that's one reason they've kind of caught.
Did you say
attention.
Bohemian or bovine?
You are bohemian on this one.
She's, okay. She's more equine.
Yeah, thank you. Bill? I mean, Dinesh?
Yes.
I want to ask you about Bill Maher, speaking of Bills. You're upset over the comments that he made over the weekend?
I don't know if upset is the right word. Look, the, you know, the guy is, you know, he's a humorist, but he's a humorist who wants to be taken seriously. He likes to think that he is making sort of the kind of the point that is below the surface that no one dares to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's off on a foolish track here because, you know, there's always a debate in American politics, and since America has such a big impact in the world, there are people who say, listen, this guy's policies have led to people being killed. Or this guy is, you know, has horrible policies like Hitler and so on. And the problem with all this is that if you take yourself too seriously and you follow that thought, then you say, okay, this guy has had policies that have led to people being killed. Hey, if this guy gets killed, then we will save lives. And it's a very short step from that to say, we're recommending that this guy be assassinated. Now,
and that's blatantly illegal, is it not?
Well, it's not only, it is illegal, but in this case it's also in particularly bad taste because, after all, the Taliban had just attempted to assassinate Cheney in Afghanistan, you know, dropping a bomb a couple of miles from where he was. So this wasn't just a theoretical speculation, but rather it had come on the heels of a real assassination attempt. So it shows the way in which rhetoric gets out of hand, and then you're too stupid to see, you know, I shouldn't follow this through because it's really going down a path I don't want to go.
Well, I, you know, most comedians hide beneath the veil of comedy, but when they're making fat jokes, it's usually about a fat person.
Right.
We make bald jokes, we make them about one person on the staff,
right.
The bald guy, Brian. So when Bill Maher, and Bill Maher I know fairly well, Bill Maher thinks of himself as a comedian, but I think he also thinks of himself... And, well, he's a blowhard.
He's
a tremendous blowhard. And all, look, just, you almost have to be a blowhard to be a commentator, a comedian, a speaker, because what you're saying is there's 500 people in this room. I'm the one that the 499 should listen to for an hour.
Right. The problem, though, with Bill Maher is that I don't believe him all the time. I think he's sitting there talking about this costs American lives. If you just said, you know what? We wouldn't lose an American life all year if you didn't have sex with Miss September once. He'd go, bye, soldiers. That's what he's about.
By the way, Miss September, that's in the Chinese calendar, too,
right.
By
yeah.
the way.
So I don't know if he can for sex with
I'm not sure if he goes with the round eyes so much. But Dinesh?
You know, I had a run, yes. Not a run exactly, but a discussion on this point some years ago, right after 9/11. Bill Maher was, of course, on the show Politically Incorrect, which was on ABC News. And we were discussing 9/11. And he asked me, do you think that the guys who did 9/11, did you think that they were cowards? And I said, no, I wouldn't call them cowards. It certainly takes a lot to be willing to slam your body into a mass of concrete. And so these guys are soldiers in a new kind of war. And then again, being Bill Maher, he takes that thought, which I think is legitimate. He goes,
right.
You're right, Dinesh. But then he takes it to a new level by saying, hey, listen, you know, I think our guys, the U.S. military, they're the real cowards because they sit in comfortable offices in Washington, D.C. and drop bombs on people 2,000 miles away. And this, of course, set off all the veterans groups and so on. And remember, the mood was not exactly, was very frayed and tense after 9/11. And so there was a real uproar, and Bill Maher was you know, essentially ousted from ABC and driven off to HBO,
right.
Partly as a consequence of this.
Well, you know, the other thing, as I think about his statement and your statements with Bill, coward versus hero or what have you, you know, here's the deal. I'm an atheist. If I fly an airplane into a building, I am the bravest man alive. If I think a millisecond after the plane hits the building, I'm going to be surrounded by virgins and getting fed peeled grapes by guys in genie slippers, then I can be a puss. It's really where you think you're going.
Right.
If you have, I mean, really, I know this sounds...
I'm not sure that's right, though, Adam, because think about it. You know, there's death is a scary thing for anyone, even for religious believers as well as for atheists.
No. But it is, look, hold on a second, Dinesh. I don't want to, you know, we agree on most things, but look, here's what I'm saying. If you're an atheist and you're a devout whatever... Muslim, Christian, whatever it is, if you think, and these guys flew the planes into the building,
right.
In large part because of their religious beliefs, or maybe wholly because of their religious beliefs,
right.
they were sure that the second they died, they'd be rewarded, whereas I'm sure the second I die, I'm going to be eaten by worms. Actually, one of my drunken friends will probably drop me while they're carrying the casket and I'll roll out onto the church steps. But if you know you're going to a better place, then I would flip the switch on the suicide machine in a hot second. That is a cowardly move.
But what, you remember that picture of that Buddhist monk in Vietnam sitting very casually, totally on fire?
Yes.
He had set himself on fire as a protest. Brave or not brave? Because they also had to think, going into the building right before all the virgins are going to happen, damn, this is going to hurt.
It's going to hurt for a millisecond.
Oh, fine. That's a scary-ass millisecond.
Look, I think that there may be something to what you're saying, but I think that...
There's a ton to what I'm saying.
I think I'm going nowhere when I die. I think that the moral certainty that you're attributing even to believers is not always there.
Even the guy
who's told about the 72 virgins in some ways is going to wonder...
First of all, I only want 60 virgins. I need at least 10 whores.
I've heard that one virgin isn't even that great.
No, a couple of verbs is great because it's just untrodden territory. Well, but you need some sluts to teach the other chicks what to do, I promise.
This is amazing.
Dinesh, I agree with you that 99% of the people that are walking around thumping a Bible or Koran saying they know where they're going for sure don't know where they're going for sure, and that's why they get so angry and defensive about it when you ask them. Right. But the 1% who thinks it's a good idea to fly commercial aircraft into a commercial building, I think they know. In their mind.
Right. The point I was getting at was a little different, and that is simply that, you know, traditionally a suicide is someone who doesn't want to live. I mean, my life is hopeless, I'm going to jump off the bridge or something. And the suicide bombers, so-called, it's not that they don't want to live. In some ways you can say that they, not that they love their life less, but they hate America more. They're making a kind of a political or ideological move, and that's what I was getting at in a sense in saying that they weren't sort of, they weren't the typical suicide. They were doing this in a martial or military cause.
Well, what would you do if you were in charge with a Bill Maher, for instance? You think what he said about Cheney, and I think he's entitled to his opinion, and I'm not doing the exact math on you, which is this guy has sent people off to war. Those people have died. So if this person wasn't born, those people would still be alive. I understand what he's doing. I don't think he's making a joke about it, but I also don't think he's calling for the head of Dick Cheney, who seems like he's going to die anyway just in the next 15 to 20 minutes of natural causes.
But I just don't want to call for the head of Dick because of the way it sounds.
Yes. Danny's made a decree for the head of Dick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I'll fly the plane.
I don't think he was demanding that Cheney be assassinated. Nothing like that. But I think he was pursuing a foolish thought. Because, look, I could say that, let's consider Jimmy Carter, who's generally a harmless fellow. But one could say, look, A, Jimmy Carter's policies in Iran, by getting rid of American support for the Shah, helped to bring in the Ayatollah Khomeini, who killed a huge number of people.
Yeah, you could say that.
Second, by recommending that America get out of Iraq, Jimmy Carter may again be repeating his old mistake and turning a bad situation into a worse situation, risking more deaths. That's so far I'm on.
No, I know. You, anytime you're in a position, I think, look, if you're a high school football coach and you call a sweep and a kid breaks his leg, in a weird way, you're the guy who called the sweep. I mean, we can and may be responsible for the kid breaking his leg, but you can't go through life that way. Although I do know what you're saying, but what is, speaking of Iraq, what do we do now? What would be your plan if you were in charge?
Well, I think it's this way. In Iraq, you have a gang war between two camps, the Shia camp and the Sunni camp, and they're not fighting about religion. They're fundamentally fighting about power. Who gets to rule this country? The United States is trying to come into the middle of this and pick a third gang or find a third party that is neutral between these two gangs. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. government goes to the Iraqi government and says, listen, crack down on the militants on both sides. And the problem I see with this strategy is that the government, the Iraqi government, belongs to one gang. It's part of the Shia gang. And so, unfortunately, in a rough neighborhood, sometimes in a gang fight, you have to pick a gang.
Right. Well, as far as the Sunni and the Shiites go over there, religiously, are they exactly on the same page?
Exactly. You know, they are exactly on the same page. There are really no theological differences between the groups. And some people go around saying they've been fighting for centuries and so on, which is not true. I can't think of a single war that the Shia and the Sunni have ever fought in the past.
So
20 years ago, they were fighting side by side to push the Soviets out of Afghanistan.
Right. But when you say they haven't ever fought a war historically, well, we never historically fought a war in Vietnam. They've been killing each other for hundreds of years.
The Catholics and the Protestants have had numerous wars in Europe and so on. So we're imposing our own religious history on them. Whereas in reality, they're fighting because Saddam, as a dictator, was able to find his henchmen from his own hometown in Tikrit. They happened to be Sunni. Those guys were ruling for 25 years. Now they are out, and the other guys are in power. So there's just a very bloody battle over the future of Iraq.
So you're saying, ultimately, these groups, the Shiites and the Sunnis, they hate Jews, they hate Christians, they hate those of a different religious faith. They're also more than willing to kill each other, who study the same Quran and pray at the same mosque, right?
So remember the Sunni guys who are fighting here, we call them Sunnis because they come out of that group, but the Saddam henchmen, and there were thousands of them, were secular guas. They belonged to the Ba'ath Party, which was a spin-off of the Nazi Party. So fundamentally, they were not religious guys with a religious agenda.
So you're telling me it's not a misinterpretation of the Quran by an entire sector of the world that they can't read their own Quran. So they don't misinterpret the fact that you can't kill an unarmed man, you can't kill a non-combatant, because that's where I get confused. According to the Quran, which I read because I was stuck in rehab for 30 days, you're not allowed to kill almost anyone who is not directly threatening your life, and they do, in the name of Allah, kill innocent people and then say it's in the Quran, which is right.
Like the Old Testament, the Quran, there are places where it'll say, kill the infidels or slay the infidels.
Right.
But you're quite right that on balance, there are an enormous number of so-called peace passages in the Quran as well. The Bin Laden guys and the insurgents, they pick the so-called violent passages and forget about all the rest of it. And so they are, in a way, hijacking Islam for their own purposes, and they've got all the traditional Muslims kind of running scared.
Right. Well, so, I think, sorry for cutting you off, we're just running a little late, but I think your average John Q. public over here stateside assumes that all killing done by people who reside in this part of the world is religiously based or motivated. You know, I just assume everyone who kills each other is a Shiite or Muslim, comes from Iraq or Iran or any of those places. Well, it's over something, some religion.
Right.
Adam, this is for another show, but I think that actually it is atheism and not religion that is more responsible for the mass murders of history, as well as for most of the conflicts, even today. A lot of the conflicts in the world that we think of as religious, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the conflict in Kashmir, even the conflict in Iraq, their roots of those conflicts are political and secular.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people today. Now, I agree, Bin Laden is in part motivated by a sort of religious call to jihad, so religion is a factor here. But I think it's sometimes overstated.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza, author of The Enemy at Home, that would be another good, that'd be a nice debate for us to have, talk a little.
Yeah,
atheist versus non, in terms of who's motivating most of the world's historical violence.
Well, I got to say, I think as a Christian, my group's responsible for more deaths than any other particular group, if we're going to have to fight it out to see who killed more people in the name of God.
I think fundamentalists of every religion are tend to be violent.
A dangerous group.
Yeah.
Right.
Danny, you're jumping the gun here. Look, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao in 3 decades killed 100 million people. That is many, many times more than all the religions of the world put together,
and they did it
in the name of a secular atheist utopia.
Did Hitler claim to be something other than not Jewish?
Well, Hitler never claimed to be anything. He sometimes claimed to invent a new type of, you could say, Nazi Christianity.
Right.
That would be based on race, the superiority of blood.
He also claimed to have two testicles, and he was a big fat liar. He only had one.
Oh, I was going to go with three. Damn it, Nathan, you're always wrong.
It's a total fact.
All right, well, Dinesh D'Souza, we will talk religion on another day, but we appreciate you chiming in.
Nice to be
on. Always good to talk to Dinesh D'Souza, The Enemy at Home. Yeah, it's a weird Hitler sort of trivia question. Everyone seems to know everything about the guy, but you never heard him. I mean, you know he hated the Jews and everything, and he assumed he was whatever the predominant religion was in Germany circa, you know, the 20s or the teens when he sort of started to make his way. But you think, I don't know, never hear about his parents being this or attending
at that time
that church
in that era,
or this church.
The odds, the heavy odds would lie on him being raised in some kind of Christian family, Protestant, a Catholic, I don't know about a Catholic, maybe Catholic. But yeah, the chances are pretty good.
Well, we will move forward here, but take half a step backward to talk about... Well, we talked about Ann Coulter sort of putting her foot in her mouth and Bill Maher possibly doing it for a second time, although not as big a...
Not as big. Because I was livid with the rest of the world with Bill Maher.
I'm not either. And you're on HBO. You can only put your foot so far into your mouth. It's cable, for the love of Christ. You can say the S word. But what have you done? What have you said? Have you put your foot in your mouth? I'm interested in hearing from you. There's a lot of folk. I would say... One out of every eight people I know has asked somebody who's not pregnant if they were expecting. For instance, a lot of folks have done that. I did this thing once. I remember being at like at a birthday party or something, and somebody handed somebody a box, and I just shouted out, "Oh, it's a fondue set," and it was wrapped and everything. And the person that handed it to him yelled at me. Why'd you say that? I can't believe you ruined it. And I said, I was just guessing. And I said, by the way, you ruined it.
Yeah.
Because I just shouted out a guess and you spun out, which means it was a fondue set. I was just making a crazy
Corolla,
guess.
You have to take at least half of that. Because they must have been shocked. How did Kreskin know it was a friggin' fondue set?
It was wrapped in wrapping paper. The point is I once in a while get a feeling, and sometimes I open
that
my mouth.
That you're pregnant thing, a woman could have a little arm coming out her, and I still wouldn't say, oh, are you having a baby?
She was Kreskin.
I'm not taking that chance.
Her water could break, and I could say, let me get that.
Yeah, just I'll don't touch that.
Don't touch the toast when your water's breaking. Point is have you put your foot in your mouth? What did you say and to whom? You don't have to have a TV show, and it doesn't have to be political of nature. I just want to know the dumbest things. I think I said to a friend of mine's mom once, I wanted to say, I didn't know you had a sister. You know that thing you say when you're trying to make a comment about how young? But instead, sister didn't come out. Grandma came out of my mouth by mistake, which instead made her 30 years older instead of 30 years younger. I was being introduced to a friend's mom.
Right.
And instead of saying, you didn't tell me you had a sister, somehow grandma came
flying
out.
Well, it was because you were thinking in the compliment sense and the exact opposite, which is almost the same playing field, came out of your mouth.
When I met Charlie Murphy and I interviewed Charlie Murphy, I think I called him Eddie 9 times, but that was probably just wishful thinking.
Yes, I've got a very bad one. I'll tell you when we
back. Let's hear about the faux pas, foot in mouth. 866-901-ADAM. We'll do that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
All right, so it's guys' night out, right? And what are you gonna do? Go dancing? Don't think so. How about spin your own pottery? Right. What you want is a night of blood, sweat, and missing teeth. Like that. And that is hockey. LA Kings hockey. Well, 97.1 Free FM wants to hook you and a buddy up with our LA Kings hockey night out. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Kings versus the Chicago Blackhawks game on March 12th, along with two free nachos and two drinks. To win, just register online at 971freefm.com. This whole deal is power played by the LA Kings and 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Conway and Whitman. They're, on at night.
You're on with Make Likas Laugh, dude.
There's two punk rockers and they're sitting at a bus stop. One just covered in leather and tattoos and spikes.
Hold on one sec there. Hey, Tommy, honest to God, man, he's not got to the punchline yet. It's just the setup, but the setup's not good, huh?
Yeah.
All right,
the Mohawk guy keeps looking at the old man. You can see out the corner of his eye, he keeps staring at him. But when he looks at him, he turns away.
Hold on one sec, Mo. Hey, Tommy, he actually has him delivered the punchline. Yeah, that was just, I think that was just the setup, right, Mo?
Here we go.
Do it.
Did you hear about the gay midget?
The gay midget.
He went on a guy.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Folks, we're here with Kyle Sullivan, general manager at Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves on putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of the Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a special deal, you know, just for me.
No announcer guy. At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Let's Villa Ford in Orange. We'll deal with anyone. Even me.
From the lunchroom at Los Bubos Elementary School.
Way cool.
It's the Tom Likas Junior Show.
I love you, Tom.
And now, here he is, Tom Likas Junior.
Thank you for not pushing on the hot lunch line. This is not your regular lunch period. No, I am your host. So raise your hand now to talk to me. Tom Likas Jr. Kristen over at table 5. Put down those chips. You're on the Tom Likas Jr. show. Hello.
Can you sign my lunchbox? Please, please,
well,
please,
of
please,
course.
Please.
Bring it on up here before the lunch lady gets back from the bathroom.
Okay, Tom.
Oh, look. It's a bikini Barbie box. Well,
yeah, my mom bought it for me.
Kristen, I didn't know third graders were so raunchy. Growl.
Tune in tomorrow for the next totally way cool episode of the Tom Likas Jr. show.
Hey, somebody get me another juice box. My fruit pectin box
97.1 KLSX Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yeah, Dodge. Play the Dodge Ram Challenge. How do you do it? Well, you got them Rock'em Sock'em robots. You remember those from your childhood? Sure. My neighbor to the left, Max, had one. Buddy Chris had one.
I used to play theirs.
Although, my side used to play the blue robot. I couldn't function. It wouldn't function anymore. My tears rusted it. Keep going, Ace Man. You got a chance to win over $9,000 worth of prizes from Dodge. And you can also win yourself a Dodge Ram Laramie Quad Cab 4x4. Doesn't get bigger, doesn't get better than that, baby. You can also go to Vegas or Atlantic City to see world-class boxing. All you got to do is go to cbssportsline.com/ramchallenge. That's cbssportsline.com/ramchallenge. Hop on, play, and win.
Longest lasting based on RL Polk & Company vehicles in operation. Registration statistics 1986 to 2005. Durability based on longevity. Rock'em Sock'em Robots used by permission of Mattel Incorporated. Copyright 2007. Mattel Incorporated. All rights reserved. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older. 19 in Alabama and Nebraska. Void where prohibited. For official rules and details, go to cbssportsline.com/ramchallenge.
Catch the Anaheim Ducks.
Southern California's FM talk station.
If you can't afford a couple cases of Heineken to hand out to your thirsty patrons, can you really afford to get married?
97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Likas 101.
It's a rather simple and painless procedure. We ask the male to drop his trousers and his shorts down, and then we do a complete examination.
You like it?
No!
Isn't this fun?
And we're not talking about violent crime. We are talking about dating.
Likas 101.
Likas 101.
Likas 101. It's like a refresher course for your cojones.
For your cojones.
She's a fat, lazy bitch.
A 97.1.
97.1.
KLSX Free FM.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD Radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD Radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD Radio.
Discover it.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. The Ace Man wants to know if you've ever put your foot in your mouth. Ever said something really bad that you regretted right away? Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Ooh.
I have a question.
Yes.
How the hell did that happen? That announcer guy just said something that I know you just thought of just now that is not written down anywhere. Did you ever put your foot in your mouth?
Right.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, I'll tell you how it works. I'll tell you how it works. You know, remember in banks and in car dealerships, they had that great pneumatic device, that air, that hose, that thing.
Vacuum thing with the tube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd sometimes go down to the... I'd sometimes go to the dealership over there in Van Nuys back in the 80s. I'd buy myself a 99-cent plastic part in the parts department just so she could fire the invoice up to the counter and then I'd run after it. Mr. Carolla, you're in again for another wiper switch. Why don't you just buy five of them? They keep breaking. Now put it in the tube, bitch!
Well, Mike Dawson...
And I would just run around. Yeah, now Mike Dawson has one of those, but it's a huge bong. It's a tremendous bong.
So he's a huge hit of
so
your
what
ideas.
I do is I start thinking about something really hard, and then he pops the cherry on it and lets the carb go and pow.
He is what you'd formerly think is an oxymoron, a hard-working stoner.
Yes!
Wow!
Yes, we got the only one.
Talking about hard-edged idiot.
No, he hustles when he's not high.
Yes, in the time it took you to say, "Hey, give me a call." What the hell's our phone number? 1-866-901 Adam. If you've ever stuck your foot in your mouth, we took a break. He ran and made that and brought it back.
Yeah,
I fired it through the bong. He let the carb go, and that's it. You know what I feel like we need,
ladies and gentlemen? That's a radio show.
We have the world's hardest working stoner.
Yes, we do.
We need to counterbalance that with the world's laziest Asian.
Wait a second.
I don't know. They're hardworking people is what I'm saying.
Right.
I feel we need a literal yin to Dawson's yang.
Hmm.
We need a bing to his bong.
Yeah, exactly. Very nice.
We have the world's hardest working stoner in Dawson. We need to find a traditionally hardworking group and find the laziest version one of them.
Yeah, I hate to stereotype, but of all the ones that jump into my head, I gotta go Asian on this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. And now look, those of you who are taking offense to this, all we're doing is calling everyone in your community very hardworking and very motivated.
Right. And actually, it fits right into our topic of discussion, which is putting your foot in your mouth.
How
not that we
dare
are.
You?
Not that we are.
No,
but some people have.
My ex-wife, Setsuko Hattori, used to, and I had no job. I married her because I was a bum and she was hardworking. And
right.
I thought, I'll give America this hardworking lady in exchange for me being a drug-addled bum. And every morning, had no job and nowhere to go, every morning she would lay out a suit of clothes and an empty briefcase, as if I were going somewhere. With hopes that I would go somewhere.
That is poignant and heartbreaking.
For three years, she laid out a suit.
Go somewhere like a job interview or leave.
This is like a scene from Tennessee Williams.
No, she didn't want me to leave.
Oh, wow. Get me one of them. All right, anyway, we certainly have the world's hardest working stoner. Yes, the bing to the ball.
I just wanted to point out you were doing a good job. I didn't know you were the hardest working
stoner.
That's
not him. That's a different way.
No. I'm yelling out the window.
No, sorry.
I know that.
Adrian?
Yes, I'm here, Adam.
Foot and mouth, what is your story?
Oh, first of all, it's awesome to talk to you. I was in college on an elevator, and the elevator was full of people, and it stopped on the second floor, and I was making a huge stink about why people stop on the second floor. Why can't they just walk one friggin' floor down?
Mm-hmm.
And the doors open up and a guy in a wheelchair rolls on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I also, if you mouth off as much and as fast as I do about almost everything all the time,
right.
This happens quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of outside show business, because in show business world, I'm really stupid ones, but in outside of show business world, stupid stuff, I've done a couple of pretty good ones.
Less is more, though. It's like we talk about with the pregnancy thing. I have had so many people tell me they've asked if someone is pregnant who wasn't pregnant. I won't ask. Again, Danny, put it best when he said an arm could be hanging out from between the woman's legs, and you would not say
wouldn't
a
say
word.
A thing.
Well, mine is similar to Adrian's. I accidentally, and I never use this word since then. I never have because I've relived the moment thousands of times. But I went to a neighbor's house when I was 19, and there was like a brunch there, and I was late, and it was a room full of people. Some of them I didn't know, and I don't know why I said this, but I said, "I'm so sorry I'm late. I don't know. I'm just retarded." Mm-hmm. And of course, a neighbor was there with his retarded daughter. About my age, and they looked so sad and upset.
You know, about your age, too, yeah. that adds something to
that
it.
That happened to me on a talk show, and I had to write so many letters of apology, and then I was sitting there 10 years later on the other half with Mario Lopez, and he said somebody goes, "Oh," and I just felt like a retard. And I just went, we just kept going, and I knew the second we shut down, the producers would have come out and tell them, start writing your letters, saying I'm sorry.
How about when you do your foot and mouth thing, but you don't get called on it, and you don't even notice it, but it starts to dawn on you later. You ever have these things, in this town especially, you'll have these meetings, you'll be talking fast and loose, there'll be four guys you're talking to, and you'll go, "Oh, you know this town." But first off, the only one who watch Friday Night Lights, no, sports fans don't watch those, gay guys watch those. Those are Quimbys and their man partners just home watching. Now, as you're moving on with the meeting, you're looking around, you notice no ring finger on the 43-year-old well-coiffed guy with the glowing skin in front of you. Now you look down and it looks like there's a buckle on his $500 shoes, and you start to slowly do the math. Now, nobody says anything, but what you do is you try to get the horse back into the gay barn.
That's the bad part.
One leg at a time. Yes. So you start working it back in, you know, and it'll slowly start going, you know, I got my buddy Mark, he's gay, he's one of my best friends, he says to me all the time, you know, you'll try to slowly. When I was on that AIDS, I went and did the 10K. I don't brag.
Just
but anyway, it's got nothing to do with the AIDS thing. But the point is, I did the 10K charity, and I met some guys on there, and we were talking about it. It's like slowly, so you'll try to undo what you did 45 minutes ago by weaving this in. Now, I don't know if that's worse. I don't know if they know what you're doing.
Of course they know what you're doing.
You think they know?
Of course. Because you're so bad at it. If you know that you've done it, they've already been offended or have heard it and decided to let it go. But they're as aware as you are. When you start trying to put the horse back in the barn, they're just watching you and they're either amused or getting more angry.
Well, I've tried to stuff that gay horse back in the homo barn so many times.
I hate gay people.
Everybody, half the people you meet with in this town are gay. Yeah. And if you're like me, I'll just go, "God, that is so gay. I'm not hanging out with a bunch of gay guys. I'm going to go watch the ball game," or whatever. I'll do that all the time.
But
and
it
then
doesn't
slowly,
mean homosexual.
I know, but as I slowly try to fix it through long-winded conversation, it becomes more and more glaring.
I take you into speaking of you at home, which bothers me. And I said, I was talking to Adam the other day, and I just really like that guy. And then he said something. I'm a man of many hobbies, whether it be this or flying model airplanes. And I went, "Well, there's the gayest thing ever."
Right.
And you don't mean gay, but I mean something I wouldn't do, something different from me.
Yeah.
But you still got to put, if you're talking to a guy who turns out to be gay.
Gay and retarded should probably not be used to be bad.
But a gay retarded guy, you can make fun of him all
not
day.
Not combined, like when I'm telling a story. Jared?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How's it going, man?
Good. You made fun of somebody's kid?
Yeah, it was brutal. I think I was like 14 years old, and my mom's friend came by and brought her little kid. So her kid was just kind of hanging out in the garage. I was doing some work on the tool bench. And then the lady comes out and says, "Hey, where's my son?" And he'd been hiding from her. She says, "Don't tell my mom. I'm going to hide." So I'm like, "All right." I go, "Ah, he died."
Mm-hmm.
She starts bawling. And I'm like, "What's the big deal? It's a joke." I'm like, "Here's your son. He popped up. They left. They cried." And I'm like, "What is the big deal? I just made a joke." My mom goes, "Jared," she was on her way to her friend's son's funeral. He just passed away last week.
Yeah. See, that at least you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to the racial or gay thing. But still bad.
Yeah. Still
bad. You couldn't have known.
I don't know. It might be worse. Whether he knew what he was doing or not. I don't think I've ever offended a gay guy by saying, "Oh, that's pretty gay." I don't think that, you know, the guys I know that are gay are like pretty damn happy and proud about it. I don't know anybody. I don't think nobody
closeted.
Also,
I don't think you're
anybody.
Coming from a homophobic place.
Right.
I think people
that's why
know
I think
that.
I can do it. But when you know, it's a mom dead kid, whether you meant any harm or not. That one's pretty gnarly.
I was just thinking of the worst name for a halfway house, the homophobic place.
Yeah, that's not good.
Isaiah Washington's there now.
Yeah. Nice that he got a standing ovation
yeah,
over
the NAACP Image Awards.
Nice. Yeah. You guys really got it going on. Give him a standing O for what again?
Hating the gays.
Overcoming adversity by yelling faggot 10 times? Wow. It's really overcome the odds. Yeah, I noticed he got a standing O and thought, fantastic. Yeah. Well, who else? Should we bring Jeremy Football Williams up here? You guys give him a round of applause?
I hate gay people.
Tim Hardaway.
I know his first and last name.
Yeah. Tim?
Yo.
I think he was the guy through the cinder block at
and then did the
ball. Reginald Denny's head.
I only know him as football.
Yeah. Tim?
Yes, sir.
What'd you do? How'd you put your foot in your mouth?
Carlos Mencia stole the joke
about
him.
I've got to do this for you guys. Mm-hmm. My childhood friend growing up, best friends, man, he'd been talking to me about divorcing his wife. He finally pulled the trigger, filed the papers. Little did I know, he didn't present him to his wife yet. We happened to go over to his house a couple days after our conversation, and I knew that he had the papers. And he ran upstairs for whatever reason, and his wife was sitting on the couch crying. And, you know, I thought I'd be the friend and sat down and, you know, tried to console her. I'm like, hey, you know, divorce isn't the end of the world. You guys will get through this. You guys have been together a long time. You know, everything will work out. She's like, divorce? What are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah.
She just chopped an onion? This had nothing nothing to do with the divorce?
I just found out my grandmother died. Am I getting divorced?
God.
You want to talk about crawling under a rock, man.
That's a bad one. That's a bad
one. And that's one of those can't wiggle out of it either. You just have to... I think it was Damian Football Williams, by the way, as I recall now, as I think about the name. Sorry. Didn't feel right to me. Yeah, so what did you do? Did you just come out and lay it out on the line?
Well, at that time, my buddy walked down the stairs and saw the horrified look on her face, and I stood up. I'm like, you need to take care of this, man. Call me later.
I've said that to people. You have to fix this. You have to take care of this right now. You have to fix this. Like, other people can take care of something you just totally did. I do that to my wife all the time.
Jerry over here mocked a girl with a certain disability. Jerry?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good times there, brother. What happened?
Well, let me set the scene real quick. We're sitting in this kitchen, lots of booze involved. It's about 6 or 7 guys, a couple girls, and one girl happens to be sitting in a chair, long pants and everything. And we're all just kind of chatting, drinking, and joking around and everything. And come the end of the night, like, this girl who'd been kind of flirting with my buddy Ivan was like, Ivan, will you please give me a ride to, carry me to my car?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she was kind of pretty, and we're like, oh, that's kind of cute. She wants Ivan to carry her to her car. So Ivan swoops down and picks her up, and like, oh, that's adorable. And he walks her out, and as they're about halfway out the door, I'm like, oh, what's the matter? Pretty princess got no legs? And she didn't.
Yeah, this is why your friends, whoever you go to the party with or whoever's throwing the party,
yes,
if somebody's coming over and they have a retarded son or they're gay or they're missing their legs or whatever,
yes,
we need a heads up.
Yes.
Heads
up. By the way, I used to always tell people that my stepfather is black so that when he'd answer the door, they wouldn't freak out. I just say, just so you know,
like,
my stepdad is black. When a big black guy comes to the door, you don't freak out.
Yeah, you don't want him doing a shoulder roll through the shrub and running to get the cops.
I told you this the other day. I texted a friend of mine that my daughter was worried about, and I said, if you get a text message or a phone call from a 12-year-old girl, don't go, oh, my God, you know, is that okay?
Right.
So that's actually a very decent heads up.
Yeah.
I've known this guy my whole life. I've known him since I was 10 years old, and we're driving in a car, and I don't know what started the conversation, but I said, you know what I really like? I like Tourette's. As diseases and syndromes and maladies go, I'm going with Tourette's as my favorite. And I just start railing and riffing. And he's just looking at me, and finally he says, my son has it, so why don't we just curb the enthusiasm? Just like that. Just like that.
Well, Teresa, I know you grew up in San Francisco or in the Bay Area, and you had a lot of progressive friends.
Yeah.
But you must have had some that put their foot in their mouth making some off-colored remarks about folks of color.
Yes. Showed up
I had a landlord here in Koreatown, and I swear, when I moved in, she informed me that she was very happy that I had taken the place because the other people before me that were looking at it were coloreds. And so she was happy. And I was like, wow, is she going to have a sad moment when my parents help me move in? And she sees that my stepdad is a large black man.
She's in cards.
Yeah.
That's funny.
She was an older woman.
In culture, though. So she sees one guy at the end of the sofa. It's a white guy. And the other guy's a black guy. And she must think they're trying to tear it apart at the center. Like, the black guy trying to steal sofa, white guy trying to drag it in house.
She was confused.
All bad.
Oh, I got to say, look, here's the problem, or here's the thing, and it's an interesting thing, which is we, the white folks that have lived in this country for some years, are sort of hip to the nuance of race. But if I moved somewhere, if I was Korean and I moved here, I would know no nuance. There would be Mexican, there would be black, and they would all be the same. Same way that if I moved to Korea, and there was a certain tribe who did more of this and less of that, and a certain tribe that was known for this, and a certain tribe that was known for that, I would just buy into it wholeheartedly. I wouldn't be living in Korea saying, "Well, this tribe that you say is good at basketball, but has a but is locked up in prison. Surely there are those amongst them that are like us." I would just go, "Oh, okay, that's that tribe." And then when you explain the tribe that drove around in lunch trucks and the tribe that used lawnmowers and stood out front of Home Depot, I'd go, "All right, I'd sign off immediately on that tribe."
This is the way this works in your country,
and that's the way it would work in your country. So I understand, and it is prejudice, but I understand if you first generation and you're a 60-year-old woman and you come here from Korea, you work out the tribe math and that's it. You don't ever think about it again. You're not interested in being enlightened, and it's too culturally, there's too many twists and turns culturally for you to ever figure it out. It's just, here's the blacks, here's the Mexicans, here's the Jews, here's the Japanese, and this is us.
Well, also, we mix it up here, though, in America. We mix up because, you know, you can talk about one tribe does this particular job, but then also members of that tribe are the housing lenders that I advertise for and my lawyer, and then the ones that can play basketball happens to be my doctor and screw up the whole theory, where in India, they've had the touchables and the untouchables for hundreds of years, and it stays that
way. It is definitely more cut and dried, or maybe we're just thinking like round eye. Maybe we're just thinking like blue eyes about their culture, because maybe they could explain to us their subtle differences and not all of them. But yes, they probably come to, from a place where things are more segmented, that there's not guys from the tribe that are doctors, lawyers, and professional prize fighters and in jail.
There is no racial bigotry here.
Thus, when they come here, there's no way they're going to do the nuance math. It's just Jews, blacks, Mexicans, boom. They do what they do. All Jews are attorneys. All the blacks are in the NBA or in prison, and all the Mexicans are whatever.
I have to think, no matter where you come from, that the streets are still paved with gold, but for some groups, the streets are further away.
Right. Rich Banks, who does all our wonderful music on this show, has a good story. We're running late, but I'll talk to Rich quickly. Rich?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Good to speak to you, Rich. And stellar work, by the way, over the last few months on this show.
Thank you. Real quick, I was at a youth conference when I was 19 years old, and I'm not a religious guy, but it was a youth religious conference, and they're all
playing your acoustic guitar. I think we have a recording.
Yeah, that works. So anyway, so I was there. I was 19. The age group was ranged from 13 to 19. The 19-year-olds were kind of in a group, and they said, "All right, everybody, gather around for a picture." And we're lined up there for 15 minutes, and I'm getting tired of it, and I'm making jokes, I'm getting laughs. I'm like, I'm not religious. I'm going to try to get in with these people. And there's this 13-year-old girl who walks up and says, "Hey, I'm a cheerleader. Can I do a pose?" And I'm like, "Sure." And she goes, "Well, have your friend hold my legs, and you hold my arm. And I'll pose, and I'll lean on my arm, and I'll do this cute move, and it'll be great." She's 13 with braces. I'm 19. And so I'm holding her. I'm holding her forever. I'm getting sick of it. I think I'll say something funny, you know, funny to these people. And I go, "All right." And so the guy's getting ready to snap the picture, and I say, "Hurry up." I was going to say, "Hurry up before I get a," I'm trying to say this on the radio, "Hurry up before I get a hernia." Right. I said, "Hurry up before I get a H on."
Right. Yeah, I always thought I'd go.
I spent 3 days with these people, and this was the pastor's daughter, by the way.
Of course it was the pastor's daughter.
Yeah, thinking, there's the 19-year-old who gets an H on around my daughter.
Well, she shouldn't have put those braces on. She didn't want to
get
on
underwear. She was going to jump up in the air with that pose.
Thank you, Rich Banks.
Rich Banks is the voice of many of our comedy songs that you hear
Yes, I would say about all of them, and does a wonderful job.
Yeah, because I'm relatively tired of being the new guy after 2 months, so I just pretended I knew Rich Face.
We need to take a break. I will say this quickly before we go to break. You know, speaking of cheerleaders and looking up at their underpants, I always thought one of the best gigs around is the spotter at the cheerleading competitions or at the cheerleading camp. Meaning,
is that why you dress like one constantly?
Yes. When they do these big cheer off things on ESPN 5 and there's 25 chicks that are 16 years old, there are four big dudes wearing black sweatsuits that are standing behind with their arms at their side. They're sort of, what they are is the Secret Service for cheerleaders, which
nicely
is their
said.
Job is to not be noticed until it's time to be noticed. If somebody starts shooting at the president, they're going to be noticed quickly. If
right.
not, there's just a guy in a suit with sunglasses.
It's like Japanese theater. He can stand right there, but if he's in black, you don't see him.
Right. These guys stand there, but when the pyramid starts coming down, they got to get in between the cheerleader's ass and
the
floor.
Right.
Right. Now, what they have to do is stand there and stare up their skirts the entire time. They can't stand and look around. If you're a cheerleader spotter, you can't stand there and be like, hey, that's Bird out in the yard. Hey, buddy. Hey, thumbs up. Hey, over here. No, you have to stand and look up the R's of the woman who's at the top of the pyramid who's 15 years old. Now, if a hot-looking chick gets in a miniskirt and climbs up on an A-frame ladder and I go stand underneath her and stare up, I will be arrested.
Yes, you will.
But if these guys don't stand there and stare up, they'll be fired.
Right.
What a gig. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you, Adam.
What were you fired for? I wasn't looking up this 14-year-old's skirt.
I looked away for 1 second.
1 second. I swear to God, I blinked and I got fired. You don't stare up a 14-year-old's skirt for 2 seconds in this country and you're out in the cold.
That's my daughter, damn it.
I don't want to live in this place. Yeah, and then the dad's irate. I want this man fired for not staring into my 13-year-old's crotch.
I told him to keep his eye
on her ass.
I said, if your eyeballs leave her labia for a millisecond, I will throw your ass out on the curb, and sure enough, you're out, buddy. Now you can enjoy, and look, don't make it up by staring at her crotch now. That's not going to help.
Now it's just disgusting now that you're unemployed.
Hit the bricks, and you know what else? You know what else? I'm going to tell everybody that you're not staring at prepubescent crotch, all right?
You'll never work in this business
again.
You'll never,
that's right. All right.
Glad we had that time together, too.
We need to take a break. News coming up. T, what's in it?
Well, we were talking about Ann Coulter. She used a gay slur. Now she's got a very interesting explanation as to what she meant.
The word I used has nothing to do with sexual preference.
Huh, really? And I'll also play you John Edwards' response, which is very interesting as well.
All right, that next in the news. Also, Dave Attell from Insomniac. We're going to help do a little gangbang on Huell Hauser and break that game film down. And one of our favorites, Harlan Williams. And
oh boy.
Apparently, Michael Madsen, a great flaky actor who I'm very interested in meeting, is supposed to come by as well. All that coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
Let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
I feel bloated today.
You look bloated today.
Thanks, Frank.
You know, every time my girlfriend say I feel fat, I just agree with him. It's the only way to shut him up.
That's kind of rude, isn't it?
I wasn't telling you to shut up.
Yes, you were, in a roundabout sort of way. You
shut up, shut up, shut up!
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Now I'm insulted.
Good.
KLSX. This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Scores Los Angeles. Soon to be downtown at the Score Gentlemen.
So, do you have one of those winter colds where every time you sneeze you feel like your head's going to explode? Ouch. Bet that hurt. That's why you need to get the Winter Pack from Leovit USA. It's three big canisters full of all-natural cold remedies designed to help your body heal. Start with Flu Assist. Its formulation of fruits and herbs provides support and nourishment to your body. It's a warm, satisfying beverage that's easy on your system and tastes great. Then, give yourself some Clear Throat. It's designed to control the coughing associated with throat and respiratory irritations. And treat yourself to some cold support. It's warm, it's comforting, and it can help your body feel better. And the great thing about all of Leovit USA's products is that they're all natural. There's no chemicals. Get the Winter Pack now. Go to leovitusa.com. That's leovitusa.com. Or call 800-930-3830. Remember, Leovit has your health in mind. Go to leovitusa.com.
Adam Carolla, American genius.
We have big stars waiting on the line, namely Carson Daly. Carson?
What's happening, Hank?
What's happening, Carson?
This is Seth MacFarlane.
Stewie Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
From Family Guy.
The hardest working man in show business, Pat O'Brien, everybody.
I'm the new Jimmy Kimmel.
This is my lover, Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
I love you, Adam!
That's David Alan Greer.
Andy Dick.
Joe Rogan.
Kevin Nealon.
Kathy Griffin in studio today.
I love the Wiggas.
This is the Flavor Flav.
Great Seth Green.
Shut the hell up.
Now, personally speaking, I'm a glamour girl 24-7.
Hey, dude, this is Jorge Garcia from Lost.
Jillian Barbary.
Hey, Adam, the guys.
This is Jeff Probst from Survivor.
Harlan Williams is here.
What's up, player?
Hi, this is Dave Coulier.
Mike Tyson.
What's going on, man? Congratulations, man, on your success, man.
The Adam Carolla Show, mornings on 97.1 Free FM. 97.1 KLSX Free
FM. Necessary. Yeah. Where were we? Travel Worm. Hell, I was just yelling about him in the hall.
Yeah.
I'm planning my summer vacation, and I got my good friends over at Travel Worm doing what they can for me. That's right. I'm going to ride the worm to Europe this year.
Are you really?
Get on board, Bonaducci.
I got an email saying that they would help me get a discount because I work with you and that we, you know, that's what they do.
Listen, screw that cruise with Gretchen and the kids. Ride the worm.
Dude,
with
I'm
the ace man.
Unfortunately, you know what I'm doing on our first vacation?
Mount the worm!
Throat operation.
Oh.
So you worm out. I'll be at home being quiet.
Well, you're no good to me with a bad throat.
Well, this sounds good to you.
Off the worm. Get off of the worm.
And don't throw me off the worm,
Take
Adam,
your
please.
Steamer trunk and get it off please. My travel worm. Staying in Vegas, how about $33 per night? We're going to be in Vegas. Hope our rooms cost more. Brian will be sharing his with Ozzy and Ray, so who cares?
Best rooms in the world at the Palms Hotel.
Oh, yes, indeed. Palms, starting at $79 a night. Book with Travel Worm. It's what it says.
Dude,
it's written.
I'm like friends with the owner, and I can't get that price.
Travel Worm. Well, that's your best friend in travel. Travel Worm, 888-321-WORM. That's 888-321-WORM. Call them. Tell them Adam sent you. They'll give you 10% off, or go to travelworm.com.
Imagine life without... The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Drive home with Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
I listen to Tom Likas because he's the voice of all men.
He makes driving home from work fun.
I don't give a rat's ass how you proceed.
I graduated! Likas 101, man!
Likas 101, it's a way of life.
Oh, yes.
I'm wanting to go to one of his listener parties because I heard you like signed breasts.
Baby!
Likas makes me want to flash the entire 405.
Oh, really?
Tom Likas. Weekday afternoons.
Oh, yeah, baby.
On 97.1.
97.1.
KLSX. Free FM.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
The Ace Man's taking his radio show March 8th out to Las Vegas. They'll be partying it up at the Palms Hotel March 8th out in Las Vegas. You'll see Danny Bonaducci and his fiery pews. Teresa Strasser representing the Jews. Bald ass Brian, he'll be looking for dudes. The Ace Man's going to Vegas. The Ace Man, the Ace Man's going to Vegas.
Yep, Carrot Top will be there. My favorite porn star, Minka. Number one Asian big boob queen, finally.
You didn't put the punctuation in that quite right. It totally sounded like Carrot Top, my favorite porn star, will be there. That's exactly
sorry.
What it sounded like.
Who is number one?
That is Asian, my dear. Asian big boob queen.
Number one, Asian big boob queen.
NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. Listen, Minka, Kurt Busch, same person. And she couldn't drive with those kazambas of hers. And the amazing Jonathan's going to be there as well. As we're going to do a roulette spin. One spin of the roulette wheel for $50,000. Yes.
Are you sure about that number?
Yes, $50,000. 50,000. $50,000. I guess we'll give it away to someone who's there.
Is this the same
obviously.
Station that told me we can't actually pay you a lot of money, but we'll get you a car?
Well, there's no guarantee that you'll win, but we will do a spin, and if it lands in the right place, you can win $50,000. But T.
Yes.
What's going on in the news, baby girl?
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Powerful earthquake hit western Indonesia early this morning, killing at least 70 people, according to authorities. I think the death toll on this may rise. It was a magnitude 6.3 quake, and you've probably recall hearing about a lot of tsunamis and earthquakes in this part of the world. Indonesia is one of the world's most seismically violent zones, and it's been hit by a string of natural disasters, including, of course, the 2004 tsunami.
Second most seismically violent zone, TSV. Yeah, you gotta put your junk on rollers.
I am from San Francisco. That makes sense.
It's let me explain quickly, because I used to do seismic retrofitting for a living. It is a horrible job. But those of you who are freaked out over what happens in parts unknown, they have no Department of Building and Safety. They have no OSHA.
Right.
They have no Department of Transportation. They don't have all this red tape over there. There's no guy saying you have to have number 4 rebar, and it needs to be spaced out 4 inches on center, and this column needs to have a strap and a hole down and all that kind of stuff. They just make stuff out of masonry, and that stuff falls apart as soon as the earth shakes.
Yep, as soon as it moves.
We have tons of codes and tons of laboratories and tons of steel, and our buildings don't fall down in the same size earthquake. So that's why hundreds of people oftentimes die in these quakes in these third world places, and we have 6 people die, and that 4 of them was from a heart attack.
Now, I've heard you rail against red tape, and I can't imagine that you are for unnecessary death. If you had to pick all this red tape and bureaucracy, because I know getting a building permit just for an addition, we had to lie to our neighbors and curtain our houses. Which would you pick? Less bureaucracy, so you could just build an addition if you just felt like it.
Mm,
or having buildings that might fall down in an earthquake?
Well, there's a couple of answers, and of course I won't answer it directly because that would be too difficult and I would be a hypocrite. So here's what I would say. These rules are put in place for... You see, you people, when I say you, I mean not me, everyone but me.
Right.
If I build a structure, I build it soundly, I build it according to my code, which oftentimes passes the written code, and you'll never have to worry about it. The problem is most people can't be trusted. They're going to go the cheap route, they're going to underbuild, and people are going to get hurt. So these are in place to keep a certain level. Right. It's like if they didn't check restaurants, my restaurant would be fine. The mayonnaise wouldn't be left out in the right. sun, and there'd be no rat droppings in the ambrosia salad. But I wouldn't trust my neighbor's restaurant.
That's you. Because I was talking about this with Gretchen. She wants to buy this beautiful Moroccan house that has been abandoned. And I said, we've thought about that before, but I don't know how to do anything, and I don't trust anybody enough to be my partner.
Yeah, the code.
I said, I'd do that with Corolla. I'd buy that house with Corolla. He's got money, and he knows how to do stuff like that. But I was the only time you can recognize that I'm an idiot. Like, mechanics charge me too much because they know I don't know. You know, a guy that's going to fix my kitchen knows I'm an idiot and don't know anything.
Well, we're digressing, T, so cool your jets for a second. But I will say this. Here's the problem with the codes. The codes are good when they say, look, studs need to have a hold down every 4 feet for an earthquake, or this thing needs to have a shear wall on it. You need to nail some plywood on the outside of it so it doesn't snap or buckle or fold during an earthquake. That's all great stuff. When the codes go south, is, for instance, I was remodeling a house about 5-6 years ago, and I put in a dishwasher. And when you put a dishwasher in, traditionally, you have that little breather snorkel thing. You know that little thing that's on the sink that looks like a little periscope, and you're going, what the hell is that for? That's the breather for the washing machine. You can hear it making noise when you turn the washing machine on, you know, sucking up air and whatever. I bought a high-end, European, state-of-the-art washing machine that needed no breather. When you installed it, it said, here's the way to install it without a breather. And I thought, good, I don't have to drill a hole in my sink and have this funky chrome snorkel sticking up. Instead, I'll put a little soap dispenser in there. So that's what I did. And when the inspector came by, thank you, when the inspector came by, he said, where's the breather? And I said, aha, take a look at the manual. The company that manufactures the super high-end dishwasher, it was one of those ones with the drawers and all stainless steel, it doesn't need one. They have come up with a revolutionary way of getting going away from this 80-year-old technology of this breather so people didn't have to look at it. And God bless him, I don't like looking at the breather. And he said, I'd like to see the breather in. That's the code. And I said, well, the code, let me show you the thick manual that the manufacturer from Sweden put out. And obviously, if they say you can do it this way, it would be a huge liability if it didn't work or it was dangerous. So here you go. And he says, no, I'd like to see it in there. And I said, but the code was established in 1944 during a filming of I Love Lucy. And I now, technology, like what if there was a code that said your phone needed a cord on it? But there's cordless phones now. Sorry, the code that was written by Ben Franklin says that it needs a cord. Actually, it needs to be made out of catgut. I said, look, we've surpassed this, so fine. He said, you may have a point. Let me take this. I won't sign off on your kitchen. Let me take this into the office. I'll talk to Bert. He's the plumbing expert. I'll see what he thinks.
Wasn't he the same guy at the cheerleading expo?
Yeah, that's Bert.
It's always Bert.
Two guys. Well, Bert, when he's not putting the kibosh on Corolla's plumbing dreams, he's over at the cheerleading camp firing spotters.
Gotcha.
All right, quiet down. The point is he goes in and he talks to Bert.
I should be quiet now.
Meanwhile, he doesn't sign off. He doesn't give me the final signature. He takes the thing in, and then he comes back and says, I said, well, when are we going to settle this? He says, well, call my office between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. and make an appointment tomorrow like we always do. And I'm like, you're not just going to come back tomorrow? No. So I call and make an appointment, whatever. He comes back, and he says, well, how'd it go? I talked to Burr. What'd he say? Says he likes to see the breather. I said, are you kidding me? Yes, put the breather in, or I don't. So what do? I have to crawl under the sink, undo the goddamn breather, undo the soap dispenser, and do the whatever, pull the stupid hose out, go get a breather from the hardware store, hook it up, and don't even tighten it up, because I'm going to pull it out the second that fat-ass bureaucrat leaves my goddamn property. So he comes on, signs it off. I then have to get back under the sink, undo everything, and put everything back. That is when it makes you want to pull a Ruby Ridge or a Waco with the shotgun up on the roof yelling, get the F off my property. So that's what that does. So that's the down part of building and safety.
People in other countries can die by the thousands as long as Mr. Carolla doesn't have to have a breather.
Expensive European dishwashing device. All right, sorry. What were you talking about?
Ann Coulter. Yes.
That bitch needs a breather.
No, she doesn't.
What if they just made her mouth a dishwashing soap dispenser?
That'd be cool.
Something nice would come out.
Punch her in the head and something nice comes out.
Well, let me just review what she said so you can actually hear it in case you haven't. She was speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Conservative Political Action Conference over the weekend.
Oh, that's a party.
Which she was discussing Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards, and here's what she had to say.
I was going to have a few comments on the other Democratic presidential candidate, John Edwards, but it turns out that you have to go into rehab if you use the word faggot.
Okay, so now in her first interview, since
I think it's pretty darn funny.
In her first interview since calling John Edwards that, she claims that that term is not offensive to gay people.
Hmm.
It isn't offensive to gays. It has nothing to do with gays. It's a schoolyard taunt meaning wuss. And unless you're telling me that John Edwards is gay, it was not applied to a gay person.
Hmm.
What?
Nope. Didn't work. Not at all.
Adam, explain.
So much better and faster. If I could get out of that, which I don't know that you can, I could have done better now.
I think what she's saying is, because he's not actually homosexual, she can call him a gay slur and it's not offensive.
Really? You're white. Can I call you the N-word over the TV?
Well, speaking of that,
they're not actually black, so you can call
them
that.
There's a D in there.
According to Ann Coulter.
Oh, it does? Whatever. Whatever it is, it means you're cheap, I think.
Yes.
I learned some years ago on CNN, obviously I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Please refrain from using ethnic slurs.
You can't say that this word originally means this, so thus that this group shouldn't be offended. Once you've adopted this word and it means that, then that's what it means. And when you use it, you know full well what you're saying.
Yeah, well, my daughter tried to pull off that it's a cigarette in England when she called me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, A, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you call dad a cigarette? So you're either saying something I don't want you to say, or you're stupid, or you're pointing out that daddy has cancer.
If you call daddy a chimney, that'd be more accurate.
That would be more Marlboro Red.
Hey, I didn't realize the little kid was right.
Okay, so John Edwards, this could actually
you're grounded.
This could actually be one of the best things that's ever happened to John Edwards because it gave him the opportunity to respond with grace and dignity, something Ann Coulter might not have done. Here's John Edwards.
I think it's important that we not reward hateful, selfish, childish behavior with attention.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Yeah, well, she's her, and she says what she says, and I don't know if she has another product other than inciting people. That is her product. Other people write screenplays, or they do comedy, or they do whatever they do to make their nut. She says things that are sort of divisive and gets people fired up and sells books, and thus that's her product, and we play into it.
Yeah, but then sometimes when you're a provocateur for a living, you have to go up in weight, if you will, to use a fight term. You have to keep going, and, you know, if I've called you the same shocking thing or said the same shocking thing that has frightened you or moved you in some way for a year now that it doesn't work anymore, I have to step it up. And eventually you go too far and you start losing the gig you made for yourself.
Right. Because you are you. Once you become that or Howard Stern or Andrew Dice Clay or whoever, you're used to something shocking coming, Bill Maher, you have to up the ante. I agree.
Right. Our predecessor, funny and all that great stuff, set records in fines for his company. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to keep going until there's nowhere left to go.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm scared to see where she's going to go next. And Let me close with this from the world of science. An interesting story. Scientists at Bonn University in Germany have been studying spider mating habits. And they found that when a male spider mates with a female, he breaks off a piece of his genitals inside of her. Now, here's why.
Yeah, you'd have to have a good reason for
this. It's got two excellent reasons. One, that little piece of genital actually blocks other males from getting their sperm inside of her, thus the spider babies will be his, right? But also,
will be an Anna Nicole spider.
Right. And now also, female spiders are much larger than male spiders, and after spiders mate, females often kill the males. So the guy's got to get out of there pretty fast.
Sure.
So sometimes has a choice between getting killed and leaving part of his genitals in there.
Breakaway wang.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's how I do it. Now, we've established that I've been with over 500 women, so imagine the size of my unit when I started.
Oh, no.
It was gigantic.
Yeah.
Well,
it was
researchers,
like an anchor rope length, and now look at it.
Yeah, now.
Researchers, I've actually seen it, which scares me. I did see it that one day when you shaved your pubes.
I did not shave my pubes. Oh, this sounds much better. A crazy old lady that looked like Cruella de Vil shaved my pubes.
That's right.
Well, researchers have yet to figure out whether or not the spider's genitalia grows back. So
well,
they
you
might
Germans
just
keep pounding away at life's important problems. And look, I feel like we should be another 100 years before there are any German scientists.
Yes.
The last ones.
Detachable penis.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I feel like your last set of scientists didn't do so great.
Well, they had that eugenics. Remember eugenics? It was like what the Nazis did, like measuring people's craniums.
Oh, yeah.
See what, yeah, that
I just think a little moratorium. You know how after World War II we said, look, you guys can't have too big a naval fleet and you can't have too big an air force.
Right.
No sciences for about 100 years. You guys get back on it
later. Those little guys like Einstein and stuff who jumped ship and came over here.
Yeah, you guys are
cool.
Yeah. Let's say this about spiders. I used to trap spiders and throw them outside.
Well, that's nice.
Now I smush them.
Oh.
Because here's what I realize what's happening. I put the thing in the cup. I, you know, slide the envelope over the top of it. I drag it outside and I do that get out of here thing.
Right.
Yeah.
As if the thing can't just turn around and walk back into my house. There's a reason why it's in my house.
Yeah.
Right.
It's warm. It
there.
Smells good. There's a lovely TV that's always on.
Right.
It's good times over here. I realized what the spiders were doing is just going outside, getting laid, getting preggers, and then coming right back into my house and hatching their brood.
No, see, I'm with you.
I start smashing them and flushing them.
If it's in my house and it's smaller than Gary Coleman, I kill it and never think about it again.
I agree.
I put it outside, but I feel guilty about it. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. QCNN.
Ah, speaking of news, good news. Harlan Williams. The world's funniest sounding man. Harlan Williams next. Yeah, buddy, looking good. Yeah,
you better change the subject.
His looks kind of sneak up on you a little, don't
they,
T?
He's a handsome devil.
Well, no.
No, he's got a full axe murderer vibe.
He's not handsome, but at first glance you think, ah, please. And then you start to turn the corner. I've turned the corner on Harlan.
I know.
Harlan Williams.
I've turned in the corner and I'm nervous about it now.
Is next. Perhaps he'll do his rendition of a crow.
Oh, I think
he will.
A wild
crow. Do that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. Tom Likas. Free to say, well, what you're already thinking.
Yeah. You're the one with the issue, not him. He's perfectly happy smoking pot. Perfectly happy being with you and having sex with you. He doesn't have a problem. You have a problem. So you saw this guy with what you consider to be a fault, and then you started giving him pressure.
I let it go.
If you were going to let it go, no, you're lying. You're lying to me. Because if you could live with it, you would not have mentioned it.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Are you lost among renters in a buyer's market? Have you been telling yourself that you're just waiting for the right time to invest? Stop throwing your money away. Call the expert staff at Wings Realty today at 866-691-0466. The real estate professionals at Wings will make buying your dream home a reality. They'll handle every step of the house hunting and buying process, from choosing the right home for you and your family to negotiating the best deal and securing the loan. Call them at 866-691-0466. It is now a buyer's market. Don't let the opportunity to improve your credit and establish wealth pass you by. If you've been burned by bad loans and are facing foreclosure, don't wait. Now's the time to let the specialists at Wings Realty show you the trade secrets that others don't want you to know. Wings Realty can save you and your home. Call them today at 866-691-0466. That's 866-691-0466.
They're the songs you grew up with.
Oh, what do you do with a drunken stripper? What do you do with a drunken stripper?
The songs you had your first kiss to.
Eat steak from a really big steer. Eat steak.
The songs West Hollywood loves.
There's no business like show business.
Performed by the man you don't want anywhere near your children.
5'2", eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5'2" can do. These kids have no parents.
KGay Records presents Frosty Stillwell. I say ugh.
I say ugh.
Includes the hits Drunken Stripper,
Old Man River,
I Feel Queer,
Eat Steak,
and the number one smash that turned him off Tang.
Vaginosis, where the wind comes whipping round the valley and the smell of sour wheat.
Frosty Stillwell. I say ugh.
I say ugh.
Available wherever young boys are sold.
Why put off till tomorrow what you can have today? Get to Montclair Yamaha now for the huge Yamaha Why Wait sales event. For a limited time, you can get instant customer cash plus payments as low as $69 a month on all Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs, like the race-ready YZ450F or Raptor 700R. And start the kids off right with an easy electric start Raptor ATV or TTR dirt bike. So hurry to Montclair Yamaha today, because the Yamaha Why Wait sales event ends soon. Montclair Yamaha, 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway in Montclair.
Offer good through 12/31/06 on select new 2007 or new prior year Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs with approved credit on the Yamaha card. Reduced rate 8.9% APR, $69 monthly payment. Good for 24 months on amounts financed up to $8,500. Thereafter, standard rate up to 22.99% APR applies. Default rate 24.99%. Minimum finance charge $1. Customer cash offer good on select models. See dealer for ATV age recommendations. For safety and training information, call the ATV Safety Institute at 1-800-887-2887.
Montclair Yamaha, 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway in Montclair.
More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in less than a minute.
Southern California, are you ready to talk? Yeah!
You talk to me.
You talking to me?
Because I talk to you like children.
Talk to me. These lips could talk.
Like lovers do.
It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Everybody's talking at me.
Oh, let's talk, and you wouldn't talk to me.
Free FM. It's the loudest afternoon talk show in Southern California history.
Who the hell are you calling?
Tom Likas, 97.1.
Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
We'll be right back.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
You ever stuff your mattress full of Rice Krispies and then piss the bed? Snap, crackle, pop all night long.
Actor-comedian Harland Williams on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harland Williams is going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco this Thursday through Sunday. Tickets available at cobbscomedyclub.com. What's going on, Harland? There you go.
Oh, my God. Was that a crow?
I don't know if that was a real crow or you. Let's see.
That's a crow. To me, that's a mating call, man.
He's got wood.
I want to be up in a nest flapping my feathers.
Well, I so don't want to do it with you. There's a minute ago, I kind of wanted to do it with you, but
hold
now
on.
I'm not doing
Harland,
it.
Harland, you just turned off Danny Bonaducci.
Danny, I want to have eggs with you.
Okay,
let's have some eggs. Come on.
Eggs.
Red-pubed swallow.
I'm going to change
the subject. Very rare in nature, the red-pubed swallow.
Especially when used as a verb.
Hey, you know what I passed on the way over here, man? The La Brea tar pits.
Yeah.
Where all the dinosaurs are. And I don't get down there enough, so do you like dinosaurs, you guys?
I do, except for the La Brea Tar Pits has 7,000 wolves, number one. And then they have a styrofoam mastodon, which is stuck out in the tar with some McDonald's wrappers. And it's like, hey, everyone, look at this.
Well, that's what mastodons ate, really, with McDonald's.
Happy Meals?
Yeah.
Very few people know that.
Sorry, dinosaurs, yes.
But I can never get over there. I mean, I love to go there once or twice a week and get my dinosaur fix. And who has time, really, these days in the 80s? Yeah. And so what I do is, you ever go to Tony Roma's?
Yes.
Yes.
What you do is you just collect the rib bones, and I've created, I got a T-Rex in my living room, and a Dilapidon.
Dilapidon.
I just glue all the bones together, Dad, and I got a bunch of dinosaurs in my house.
You're single, too, right?
Yeah.
Shocking. The ladies don't go for the Dilapidons in the living room.
Let's go to Dantana's. The dinosaurs are eating dinner there.
The whole thing, like, if you ever go to La Brea Tar Pits, which is literally 100 feet from where we work right now. You cross the street and walk up the thing. Couple thoughts. First off, if this were in any other city, they would fill it with kitty litter and move on immediately. It is a pit filled with tar. It's a pit filled with transmission fluid, and everyone stands around and goes, oh, my God. If this was in Denver where they have Rockies and they have all sorts of natural wonders, it would immediately get rid of this. How hurting are we for a natural wonder that we have a pit filled with tar, and that's our big draw?
Well,
and if you go over there, there'll always be some bitch who's going, you know, 2,000 years ago, there were wolves in this very area. And I'm always thinking, you mean the Peterson Automotive Museum wasn't there 2,000 years ago? My mind is melting.
This is
amazing.
William Morris is right down the street. There are wolves here now.
William Morris Jr. was running the place, but 2,000 years ago, they still had representation, right? Of course there were wolves. Of course none of this was here.
But you're missing the benefit of having a mastodon. They got those mastodons in the tar pit, and I got to tell you, man, sunrise, the sun coming up over L.A., you get your fly fishing rod, you're out there fishing for mastodon, Daddy. Holy God.
In a big pit of used transmission fluid
it's
with
a
crappy
treat.
Arby's wrappers floating in it.
It's like a Jiffy Lube buffet, my fine friend.
Yeah. They don't even have good dinosaurs. They have thousands of these wolves that hung out there. I'm not so sure about the mastodon.
Mr. Carolla appreciates it. When was the last time you actually toured all the buildings at La Brea Tar Pits?
Semi-recently, because
really?
I did a movie where we walk there, and they're obsessed with tar. If you go inside of the building, they actually have a big round tub of tar with a broomstick in it, and you get to pull it out, and it says, see what it feels like to be trapped in tar. Look, you're obsessed with tar.
Well, tar churning is what I call it.
Let me say something. Hypothetically,
I can't believe it's not tar.
If you were going down the freeway, and you passed a big sign that said, said, the big festival of tar is here, January 18th through the 20th. Would you pull over or would you speed up?
Adam, have you not ever gotten your Speedo and rolled around in it, man?
No.
It's a treat. It's an Armenian treat.
Really?
Yeah.
An Armenian treat.
Sure.
Rolling. Look, when you go to the beach, once in a while you leave and your feet are filled with tar, and then you have to get a bunch of crap stuck to it until you can get some lighter fluid and get it off. That's what tar is, a nuisance.
It's fun. You pretend you've got severe frostbite. Your feet are all black, and you go home and shiver and watch TV.
You can put some on your nose like Beck Weathers.
Oh, you're like Mr. Brightside.
I am not going to La Brea Tar Pits unless I do another movie that involves shooting.
But the scene in your movie is so cute because you go on a romantic date, and that's a nice place for a romantic date.
Thank you, T. Thank you.
But Harlan and I might go there.
Harlan, let's go see Dead Things.
Well, what about, speaking of movies, Rocket Man, finally out on DVD.
Yeah, they're finally going to put it out on DVD after all these years. It's one of those mystery movies where they just never put it out.
Well, it was a good movie. I never saw it, but I heard it was a good movie, and the kids loved it, and I thought everything the kids loved went out on DVD almost immediately.
Yeah, the families love it. It's a great family movie. So it's finally out, so I'm happy, man. You always want to get your work out there, right?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That's the point.
Harlan Williams in studio, we need to take a break, but we will be back with Harlan Williams, and when we come back, one of two things. A, I'm going to try to set you and Teresa up, because I feel like there's some magic here. You both have
good.
A lot of tar.
Okay, because I got a hairy girlfriend right now that I want to get rid of. I'll tell you all about it.
Fantastic.
Oh, no.
You can go to Harlan's bachelor pad, or as he calls it, the boneyard.
Yeah.
Not for that reason, but because of him constructing mastodons out of ribs from Arby's or from Tony Roma's. And when we come back now, I don't want to jinx it, but Michael Madsen was supposed to be on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's the insane actor who's written a book of poetry. He is due to come in today, although I suspect he's not going to show up again.
50-50.
Either way, I'm not going to take any chances. We have his book of poetry, and I think Harlan Williams should read a poem about him attacking someone with a tire iron. Perhaps as Mr. Magoo.
Oh, or maybe as Charlie Lee.
Yes, who's that?
He's the owner of the Moon Glow Restaurant and Tavern.
You've stopped making sense officially.
Yeah, the Chinese buffet.
Actually, I'm with him.
Oh, let's hear what he says.
Charlie Lee gonna talk about Michael Marsden's poetry teriyaki.
That's good. That's good. What are my choices? I have that. I have Scooby-Doo.
Mr. Magoo.
You've got
Cinnamon Boy. I'm Cinnamon Boy, and I love cinnamon.
Does the crow talk?
No, the crow doesn't talk. He's too busy calling.
What about Chewbacca, though? What would he say?
He doesn't do poetry too well, man.
All right. We will take ourselves a quick break. Either way, we're reading from Michael Madsen's book of poetry. Harlan's going to do it. We'll surprise
maybe
you.
Maybe Mr. Magoo.
As
maybe
Magoo,
Cancer Dan.
Or whoever. Oh, we got to
do that.
We got to get Cancer Danny back on this show.
My wife's
quick break.
Favorite.
Back with Harlan Williams next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Alright, so it's guys' night out, right? And what are you gonna do? Go dancing? Don't think so. How about spin your own pottery? Right. What you want is a night of blood, sweat, and missing teeth. Like that. And that is hockey. L.A. Kings hockey. Well, 97.1 Free FM wants to hook you and a buddy up with our L.A. Kings hockey night out. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Kings versus the Chicago Blackhawks game on March 12th, along with two free nachos and two drinks. To win, just register online at 971freefm.com. This whole deal is power played by the L.A. Kings and 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hey, it's Eric again for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles. I just want to take a moment to remind you why you need to visit Hustler Casino today. Now open is the luxurious new Crystal Room, an elegantly appointed card room with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo style decor. This takes LA gaming to a brand new level. The Crystal Room allows Larry Flynt to offer more of the largest seated poker jackpots in the state, daily blackjack cash and gift giveaways, and progressive jackpots for most every game in the house. We even have the hottest new game in town, three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. This is why Hustler Casino is the fastest growing casino in L.A. And yes, we have fantastic food and the best doggone service in the business. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com to learn more. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
97.1 97.1 Los Angeles. Can you get a financial planner, a CPA, a small business loan consultant, credit solutions, and great service on a mortgage all in one place? Gain Financial, more than just a mortgage company. Whether you're shopping around for a new home, you're in refi mode, or you're interested in commercial lending, Gain Financial can make the process a lot easier. For example, say you have some credit issues and tax concerns to deal with before you buy that house you really want. Gain Financial can help. They can set you up with the right loan program, work with you on improving your credit score, and get you the expert advice you need to answer your questions before you buy. If you're shopping around, make your next call to Gain Financial at 866-470-GAIN. That's 866-470-GAIN. Or visit them at gainfs.com. Gain Financial, more than just a mortgage company. Call 866-470-GAIN. That's 866-470-GAIN.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX. Free up.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
This article also said one of the most romantic things you can do is to give each other that look. Maybe the most romantic thing we do is we give each other that look, usually at the end of a long dinner party at a friend's house. It's simple and translates into one word. Let's go home. No, that's not that. Look at Heidi over there. Cross-eyed.
No.
Tongue hanging out. No, not that. You know, yeah, we make eye contact.
I made myself woozy.
I think I'm going to take post-it notes out to, like, the mall and just put notes on people's cars and say, I'm sleeping with somebody else, me.
Oh, my God. You would cause murders. It's over. I'm sleeping with someone else, me.
Me.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. You are the devil.
That's horrible.
Yeah, just really close to Valentine's Day.
We'll check the paper for the divorce rate in a month to see if it goes up.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
Southern California's FM talk station.
Boogers and toe jam.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was my girlfriend when I was 13.
97.1.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
I'm Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and I dig sports. The real ones. Golf or horseshoes? Maybe a sweet way to catch some rays, but they ain't sports. Ultimate fighting? Now that's a sport. Swinging a club is one thing. Getting clubbed in the face is quite another. Body surfing? Sport. Drag racing? A sport. It's like this. Sports aren't meant to be dainty and delicate, man. They're meant to put your body and mind on or even over the edge. Some people get that, some don't. Just like some people get Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and some don't. And I'm cool with that. Better to have a few loyal fans than throngs of fair weather ones anyhow. I'm smooth, and thanks to my wide mouth bottle, I go down easy. Listen, if you're gonna sip, then sit on the porch and have some sweet tea with your Aunt Ruth. But if you're looking to grab life by the proverbial balls, I've got your back. Just know that some are rooting for other teams and won't share your choice. My response? Screw that, and then unscrew my cap. Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and damn proud of it. Drink Mickey's responsibly.
The
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
Oh, my God, man. Ever since 7-Eleven, everything's nuts. All those guys are extremely uptight. I'm going through security, and the guy at security looks at me, and he says to me, he goes, hey, buddy, are you an illegal alien? I looked at him right in the eyes, and I said,
more with Harland Williams on the Adam Carolla Show.
Couldn't tell if that was a real one or a guest. Harland Williams, Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco this Thursday.
Thank you.
Through Sunday. Harland, as we spoke about also, Rocketman, finally available on DVD. As we spoke about earlier, Michael Madsen, the insane actor, or at least I perceive him to be insane.
Yeah. Because I don't think I've ever met him, and I think he's crazy, too. And that's coming from me.
Yeah.
When Bonaducci calls you crazy, it's time to take a good, long look in the mirror.
Unless you're that crazy, and that's what you do, is take good, long, three-day looks in the mirror.
Yeah, there's also some actors that I think want you to feel like they're nuttier than they actually are.
Maybe you think... Is it Harvey Keitel, do you think, or is he really crazy?
Yeah, there are guys like David Arquette, who everyone thinks is crazy, but he's married to Courtney Cox. He's a pretty shrewd businessman, and how nuts
can
you be?
He's a goofball, but he wears funny suits.
Yeah, but a few years ago, I really thought he was nuts until I started calling him nuts on Loveline, and he walked in through the studio door because he was driving past the studio in his car and came in and started yelling at me. But that's a different story. Harland, you would never do that to me, would you, brother?
No, man. I wouldn't harm the ad man.
I like that. I've been called that in a long time.
Someone else has called you that?
Used to be an old nickname.
Oh, then I got to come up. How about double CC, triple flip whip, crackle barrel?
Same. Got called that all through the night.
Come on, man.
You got to run up on me and do a Rambo player?
You got another one? Let's see if I haven't been called it.
How about Sinbad the Sailor, Cracker Crack, Donald Duck Fingers, Clam Chowder, Puff Lip?
Stepdad used to call me that.
Oh, come on.
And he didn't care for it.
Look, I'm not lying. And see what you can do. If you can come up with one that I wasn't called throughout my childhood, we'll use it.
Double Donnie, Donnie Iris, Pepperidge Farm, Spice Cake, One Underfeet.
No, that's what I was known by the guys on my baseball team. He's playing American Legion ball, and that's what they call me. Every time I went up to bat, they would go into that chant.
I got one. How about this? Hey, good looking.
No. Never called that. See how easy it is.
How did he do it so fast?
Harland, try one more. Try one more, because I feel like this is just bad luck.
How about this? From now on, when I see you, I'll be like, hey, what's up, Professor Fudgy Fingers, corn on the cob, teriyaki child?
A, I'm hungry, and B, my first girlfriend used to call me that. I'm sorry.
Why must you hate?
I wouldn't lie.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had to write out your actual job description, what would you say you do?
You know what I'd say, wild thing.
Birds.
I'm a mongol-eyed koala professor.
Of course you are.
Well, that's on your special skills on your resume.
Well, speaking of special skills, did you take a look at the Michael Madsen Book of Poetry?
Yeah, man. There's one here about Christmas. I mean, Christmas is coming up soon, isn't it?
Sure, it's just a scant 10.5 months away.
Well.
And you're not going to do the one about him beating the guy with the tire iron.
No, not that. That's too violent. You don't blend tar pit talk with tire and iron beatings.
Right.
Or whatever
I said. Also my nickname. Yeah, I know what you're getting at. Yeah.
Oh, crumple cake, scorg scorg with a wiggy wag chong chong.
Mm. Elementary school principal used to call me that. Yeah.
God, I just want to get a green highlighter and put it all over your face and call you Hulk.
My football coach in high school used to call me that. Green highlighter.
So
he's going to open a vein, Adam. You leave the poor man alone.
All right, well, give us... now, you got one on Christmas. This is from Michael Madsen's Book of Poetry.
Yeah, do you want this? I think Mr. Magoo would read this pretty nice.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Mr. Magoo, the timely reference of Mr. Magoo.
Do we have a little Christmas music in the background?
I don't know. This could be played.
Yeah, you've got Michael Jackson.
Listen to that. I can almost picture two elves rubbing their buck teeth on a snowman's arse.
Nickname.
Ah! There we go. Christmas. 1993, sir. 1950, table and chairs, red leather from Paris. 1928, a green carpet and a wooden Indian now looks at me with still face, sir. LaToya Jackson kills the night, sir.
What the?
Wow.
That was his poem.
Teresa,
what?
Read that as Teresa Strasser. I want to hear what that sounds
Are
like.
You
that was awesome.
Magood does not know what he does not know.
It was good Magoo, don't get me wrong.
It was
wrong.
Great Magoo.
1950s table and chairs, red leather from Paris, 1928 green carpet, and a wooden Indian now looks at me with still face. LaToya Jackson kills the night.
Sir.
That's a Christmas poem from the Michael Madsen book? What's it titled?
It's called Christmas 1993.
What's
that? He's not crazy.
That was some Christmas.
Find the one about beating up the guy with the tire iron.
Are
I
you
hear
telling
that.
Me you don't feel Christmassy right
it.
Now?
I've
I'm
got
all
it.
Warm and cockily.
Ooh, gross.
Nothing rocks like hot cockles.
Are you referring
to eggnog. Sandblaster 43.
It's my nickname. Go ahead.
Are you referring to the poem entitled Beating?
Yes, let me hear that one.
Why do some men ask for a beating? You can see it in their faces. You know they need it. I beat a guy with a tire iron once who pulled a knife on me, and it felt so good to break the bones in his face and see him bleed. I probably would have killed him if
Hold
I
on.
Hadn't stopped.
Danny's getting wood.
I guess we will both remember each other.
Wow.
See, now that's very Christmassy to me, too.
Yeah, that says Christmas.
See, that says crazy to me.
That's a Hallmark card
Deck
right
the
there.
The halls with Michael Masden. Sha-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la.
See, it takes a very special human being to enjoy the breaking of the bones in another guy's face.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's like... I've done it. I've had to do it.
By the way, if you're trying to picture him, this is the guy from Reservoir Dogs, right, that gets his ear cut off?
No, he cuts off the ear. The guy says, he's about to cut off the cop's ear, and the cop goes, don't do it, don't do it. I'm going to tell you everything you want to know. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know you are. And he just does it for fun.
Yeah, he plays insane badasses in many, many movies. Well,
and unless he's the greatest actor ever, he's a raving lunatic.
Right, well, maybe.
I hope he's a raving lunatic.
He's both.
On his way here, but without a radio.
I just think he's Christmassy, man. He's one of these guys that likes Christmas all year long. What's wrong? Lay off my Mazda. Back up off my Mazda, Rambo.
Sorry. It's Madsen, by the way, but I know what you're saying.
Well, I'm the guy who comes up with new names, so it's whatever I said is what it is.
Just do the
Mastodon.
Marlon, do the crow thing, please.
And that was a Christmas crow right there, player.
Really? Now, what would it? Is there a Hanukkah crow? Is there an Easter crow?
Yeah.
What would the Easter crow sound like?
Because he's getting nailed to a cross.
Right.
Yeah. Can you do the Hanukkah crow for me?
Yeah. That was 8 times because he burnt his feathery ass on every flame on the Kenora.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of, you're Canadian, right? A lot of folks.
I am today, Wild Fingers.
From Canada don't know about the Menortis.
You got that right. A lot of Canadians don't even know about Chuck E. Cheese and the funny little chlorine tablets
by the way,
he
Wild
keeps
Fingers.
In his coffee.
Is that an original nickname for you, Adam? Did he finally hit on one? Wild
I got
Fingers.
One.
No.
Come on, Wild Fingers.
No, wife calls me that.
I
had a feeling.
Sorry, I'm good with them. We need to take a break. Harlan Williams is going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club. You want, you can enjoy a crow impersonation over the radio, but there's nothing like Harlan doing it live on stage into your drink, right?
Yeah, and dress in red or green, because it's very Christmassy. And I got to tell you about my hairy girlfriend after the break.
Oh, buddy. Really?
Yeah. I was curious about that as well.
Tell me now. I'd like to hear it now.
Well, she's hairy. I got one of these. You've been out with hairy girls,
yes,
Double
I have.
D. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
You mean like hairy arms?
She's hairy, yeah. She's just hairy. And then she tells me she wants to get one of these Brazilian things.
Right. The wax.
Yeah. And I'm like, baby, I ain't never been to Brazil. So what we did is we settled and she got a mullet. And I carved some sideburns on her butt cheeks, and now when we do it doggy style, I look down, it's like I'm looking at my buddy Larry. What? Why can't I say something for once?
You're looking at Robert Shaw from Jaws?
It's a 20-footer. 25.
I like the way he ate his saltines. He knew he was nuts. All right, Harlan, thank you for that hairy story. Cobb's Comedy Club is where Harlan is going to be.
In San Francisco, and we are there in San Francisco.
Thursday through Sunday. Now, when we come back, although Harlan will be nothing but a distant memory at that point, I have a story for you. Inspired by the L.A. Marathon, which took place over the weekend. I was going to tell it yesterday, right, but we ran out of time.
Imagine.
I have a story that involves the L.A. Marathon and Dawson's Creek that is a barn burner. I may have to stand up to tell this story. I will become that livid
this
as I get into it.
This is smoking helmet time.
You don the smoking helmet, Danny. You don the bird suit, Harlan. We'll take a break. I'm going to rest my soup cooler and then come back firing on all cylinders. Next, with my marathon story in the Adam Carolla Show.
This time, the same old story.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show. Oh, this ought to be good.
I think it's because I didn't have a carry-on. Come on, look at me. Do I look like a terrorist?
Well, terrorists are usually strange-looking little guys, so...
Yeah, but come on, look, I'm just an average guy, like I'm from the Midwest or something.
Perfect disguise, pal.
Yeah, I would strip search you, too.
Really?
No, not in a million years.
Damn it! 97.1
Free FM.
How many times has this happened to you?
You return to your car in a crowded mall lot, only to discover a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Criminy, I got a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Frustrating, isn't it? You buff them, simonize them, but there's never really been a way to prevent these minor auto headaches.
For crying out loud, isn't there any way to stop these minor auto headaches?
Now there is. Craftco USA presents Carluminum Siding, the natural-looking exterior automotive finish that won't crack, scratch, dent, or ding.
Cha-cha! How do I get some of that?
Simple. Just dial 1-800-555-CRAP, and in 37 easy payments, your car will be dink-free forever. Call now, and Craftco will custom match the exterior of your car with the siding on your home.
Holy smoke! Since I got siding put on my car, people stop me and say, hey, is that siding on your car?
Carluminum Siding, another 21st century innovation from Craftco.
Now. This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Scores Los Angeles, soon to be downtown at the Score Gentlemen's Club.
Larry Flint proudly announces the completion of a multi-million-dollar expansion of his famous casino in Gardena. Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles offers a whole new experience in gaming. Now you can enjoy the warm, plush surroundings of the all-new Crystal Room. Elegantly appointed with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor, Larry Flint has taken L.A. gaming to a level not previously seen in California. With this elegant addition to L.A.'s most beautiful casino, there's no waiting for games and plenty of convenient parking. This is the perfect reason to visit and play the hottest games in the nation. Vegas-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow poker, and the all-new three-card poker. The fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect, and everything you love. It's in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont, just two blocks west of the Harbor Freeway. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for more information. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Tom Likas.
Tom, you're my hero.
My skin is tingling. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Oh, really? Give me a little piece of that, too.
You are the professor of politics, tone, you name it, dog. You are it.
Why would you want to do this with your life and be a moron and lead a pack of idiots?
Call this baby a multimillionaire.
I got the perfect candidate for the next president.
Who's that?
Gloria Allred.
Perfect in what sense?
She's got the biggest penis that I know of. You are the man. And you know what? Every young man needs to listen to you because, Tom, you put out the right information. I'm retired military and keep on going.
I'm not recommending that anybody get married. Let me make this really clear. Do not, if you're a man, do not get married. There's nothing in it for you. Just F them and dump them. 97.1
Free FM.
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask, who else wants one? This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite, even though someone was just at the fridge. Now it's over.
Ow! After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Admit it. You listen to Likas.
I listen to Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
And I listen to Tom in the afternoon because he talks about the issues that I really care about.
I listen to Likas because of Likas 101, baby.
I've been laid about six times now because of Likas 101.
Guys who listen to FM talk meet hot chicks.
Likas 101 all the way, baby.
Tom Likas is the shit, baby.
You know that, I know that, the American people know that.
Drive home with Tom Likas.
Weekday afternoon.
And we're not done yet.
97.1. Free FM.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD radio.
Discover it.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, treadmills.
You run for 60 minutes, yet go nowhere? What kind of imbecile would own such a device?
Well, we... Yeah...
That was Adam Explains Treadmills to 1780s Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank you. Dave Attell, the comedian's comedian, will be in here in just a few moments, and we are going to gang up on Huell Hauser.
We're going to gang up on Huell?
Yes, for those of you who don't know who Huell is, Brian, do we have just a taste of Huell Hauser?
Are you all having as much fun as we are learning about this kind of stuff?
He's on public television, and the reason he's on public television is regular television would have canned his ass 250 years ago. He goes out and interviews old people who have coffee cans filled with rocks.
Right. I've heard that one.
This time, I think he's going to go to La Puente and go to the chili festival. Not the chili cook-off, but the actual just hot chilies. There's a festival of red peppers and chilies.
Tell me about all these rocks. It's rocks that I picked up over a period of years. It's been a few years since I've done it. Wow, this is amazing. You've got little rocks, big rocks. Look at this one.
What is this?
Everybody looks at that one.
You've got coffee cans full of rocks over here.
These aren't crystals or geodes. These are the kind of rocks you throw at cops.
This is this is one of the things that makes a person like me admit, huh, I don't know everything. Because when you first played Hewlett-Hauser for me, or not for me, for the part of the show, I went, wow, this Corolla guy has lost his mind. This is the most boring thing in the world.
Yes.
Until I got the point of it being the most boring thing in the world. Now I hang on it.
He's been on public television out here in Southern California for 22 years.
He's rocks. California gold.
Put him, he's going to the historic Baghdad Cafe, which is, I don't know, somewhere between Barstow and Baker, talking to some old, just picture a lot of old people waiting to dine at Dust Bowl and him doing an interview. Now he's talking to the guy who owns the Baghdad Cafe on the phone, but he doesn't have the guy, Mike.
Howdy, how you doing? Well, we're just doing an interview here, finding out about the Baghdad Cafe. Is that picture in there of Burt Lancaster? Why is there a portrait of Burt Lancaster in here on the wall of the Baghdad Cafe? Oh, you just bought it. He's never actually been here.
That's the payoff.
Yep.
They just hung it up. Well, it looks good.
That aired. That's real. That kills me.
Is there an editing process? And if so, the mind reels at what was actually pulled out of that one.
Yeah, because the one-way conversation with the unmiked telephone made
about
it.
The Burt Lancaster picture when Burt Lancaster never in fact set foot in the Baghdad Cafe.
Right. Yep. It's all the
You got a picture of Charlie Chaplin hanging on the wall. Did he come in here quite a bit to
That was before I was born.
But did he ever come into the Baghdad Cafe and
no.
What about the picture of Marilyn Monroe? She's right next to it. Did she used to like to get her eggs here at the Baghdad Cafe?
Never set foot in the place.
Edward G. Robinson, I noticed he has a picture here. Now, did he used to come in here and get a coffee every morning?
Not to my knowledge.
Tony Randall?
Big fan of the man's work, but no.
There you go.
That's fan of the man's work.
That's how it all went. So we will get to him because... he is headed to the chili sale in La Puente, and we'll get,
oh boy, we'll get, this is nice.
We'll get Dave Attell on that. But first, my story. It's one that I've told before, but I believe it was last year, so why not?
I've never heard it.
We got some fresh ears. I'll tell it again. I was, and how it pertains to the L.A. Marathon, I, along with Dr. Drew, was asked to guest star for a week on Dawson's Creek about 3 or 4 years ago. And they film in Wilmington, North Carolina. And I said, well, how is this going to work? Because we have to do the radio show. And there's a 3-hour time difference in Wilmington, North Carolina, which means instead of starting our show at 10 p.m., we would start our show at 1 a.m., go to 3 a.m., get back to the hotel at about 3:30 or 4 a.m., in which case I would watch Bosom Buddies until... the one with Balky and the neighbor.
Perfect Strangers.
I would watch Perfect Strangers from 4 a.m. to about 4:30 a.m., trying to drink away the day, and then go to bed in my little rented cabin where I had a call time for 8 a.m. Right. The next day. And imagine the kind of mood the Ace Man was in when he would say to the guy, look, if you need me here at 8 a.m. tomorrow, I will gladly be here at 8 a.m., but please don't tell me to get here at 8 a.m. and then call me an hour and a half later to get into makeup, and then 2 hours after that for my first scene. My hair and makeup is 10 minutes tops. Just tell me when you need me. We need you at 8 a.m. Well, you can figure out what happened every single day on that set. Sure. So I was in no mood. But the point is before that, they said, we fly you out to Wilmington, North Carolina on a Sunday, and you'll start Monday morning filming on the set of Dawson's Creek. And I said, well, that's fine. What time are we flying out on Sunday? 7 a.m. I said, 7 a.m. Sunday morning, and you don't need me on set until Monday morning at 8 a.m.? There's no later. I want to get up at 5 on Sunday morning and fly out of LAX. Is there any later flights? Well, there is one. It's at 2 p.m., but that's it. And if you don't hop on that flight, you must charter your own flight to Wilmington, which I could imagine probably costs thousands of dollars.
$35 to $50, I would bet.
Yeah, probably a huge chunk of change to go do a show you didn't particularly want to do for a week in a place you didn't want to be. So I said, well, let me think, 7 a.m. or 2 p.m.? I'm going 2 p.m. And they said, okay, but you understand, if something happens and you don't make that flight at 2 p.m., you must pay out of your own pocket to fly a chartered jet. I'll do it,
good.
I thought to myself, because that's the way I roll. I'm not setting my alarm on Sunday morning, so...
You wouldn't have done it, would you?
I don't know what I would have done.
That's how I roll.
All I know is I wanted to sleep.
Right.
And I'm
already getting anxious knowing it's a Sunday, and that there's probably a marathon.
There was a marathon. The marathon is if you don't run in it, it's not really high on your list of things to think about.
Yes, you'll occasionally hear about road closures.
And the smoking helmet makes me stupid. I didn't put that together yet.
Especially when it's a week earlier, you're making your travel plans.
Right.
You go, whoa, wait a minute. Sunday, 8 days from now, Sunday, that's the marathon on Sunday. You go, listen, tell the guy, I'll play it safe. Tell him to pick me up at noon. And I'll make my 2. It's Sunday. There's no traffic. I'll be at LAX by 12:30. Don't worry. I'll have a nice scotch in the bar, and I'll be waiting for the plane. They'll come get me. It'll be great. So, okay, the car will pick you up at noon. So I'm all packed, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm up on the hill, and I'm not thinking about anything, and I'm sort of me and Dr. Drew in Wilmington doing Loveline until 3 a.m. I'm not looking forward to, but what the hell? I get to be on Dawson's Creek. And it's 12, and usually the car shows up a half hour early.
Which makes me nervous. They sit and look at you.
Car service shows up a guy will buzz the thing. If they say noon, they'll buzz you or do whatever at 11:35, and you'll be just stepping out of the shower, and you'll feel bad because the guy says he's in his car, and then you'll say go down the hill and go get something to eat and then come back up, but then you feel weird. Maybe he's not going to know. But no buzz, nothing. 12, 1205, 1210. I gave myself some padding, but usually these guys are here early. Where are these guys? Now I'm starting to get a little nervous, and I guess at about 1215, 1220, the guy calls and says, running a little bit late, marathon traffic. And I say, all right, well, hustle up, buddy, because I do not want to have to charter my own plane to North Carolina. Yeah, no problem. Well, now it's 1230, 1240. My flight's probably like 2:10, but I'm getting nervous. And I cut it close all the time, but even I'm getting nervous now. And this guy's not showing up. And at a certain point, probably about 12:50, 1 o'clock, I just say to the wife, we're out of here. This guy hasn't called back. I have no idea where he is, but he certainly ain't here. And if we don't get to LAX in 1 hour exactly, or make it 45 minutes, because I'm going to need 15 minutes to run like a maniac through security and everything. If we don't get there in the next 45 minutes, I'm going to have to charter a plane to Wilmington.
Yes.
And I said to the lady when she was saying, Lucky, you ought to get on that 7 a.m. Yeah,
right.
Sweetie, I think I know what I'm doing over here. Well, I understand if you miss the 2, sweetie, I'm not your 9-year-old. I'm not going to miss that. What do you think? I'm going to do sleep till noon and miss my flight on Sunday? Don't worry about it.
LAX, a big place. I'll find it.
I'm a big boy. I've lived here my whole life. I can get to LAX in 22 minutes from my house. Do not worry about it, princess. You sure?
Big boy.
You don't want to take the 7? Nope. I'm fine. Book me on that 2 p.m.er. Well, now it is 1 o'clock. The driver never called. Never. He just got locked down in gridlock and never showed up. So we hop into the car, and now I'm a lunatic, flop sweat flying everywhere, screaming at the ones you love, drive, jump into the car. I only throw my wife in because she's got to take the car back, and I got to get dropped off at the curb. I'm no way she driving, but I jump in, she jumps in, and we start hauling ass for LAX. Well, we get down to the bottom of the hill, and it's locked off. I mean, there's a marathon going. And this year, some genius decided to run it and end up in downtown. Before, they would literally just make a circle around Corolla's house.
Right.
And, where's the marathon? Where's Corolla lives? He's still out in the valley? No, he moved into the city. All right. Well, we got to rechart the route then. And we'll go around his house. We'll go through his living room. We'll make a right. Everyone makes a left at the master bedroom. Then goes right through the shower. Wipe your feet when you're leaving, and then head right back down around, and that's what we'll do. 400,000 laps around Corolla's house. I get on the freeway. It's locked. All the exits are shut off. There's gridlock. I turn around and start heading for the valley now. We're making a valley run. We're going to make an end run for the ever. That's locked off. It is gridlock, and I'm thinking, now, the marathon started at 6 a.m. It's now 1 p.m. And all the folks that had something to prove are out proving it. Well, listen, I'm no runner. I'm not in good shape. I'm a post-menopausal friend of my mom's who's got a bad peg. But you know what? I'm going to prove something to myself by taking 26 hours to complete 26 miles around Corolla's house. I'm pushing my grandson. He's in a wheelchair. Every mile we make $5 for the March of Goddamn Dimes. You're out proving something to yourself. I can't get to the airport to do Dawson's Creek. People, can we prioritize? Jesus Christ. And listen, if you can complete a marathon in 6 hours and 15 minutes, so be it. If you can't, then you haven't done a marathon. Danny? Okay. Eventually, you walking outside to smoke and coming back, you will complete a marathon. Right. Yeah. If that's the way you want to break it down, we'll all eventually cover 26 miles.
Right.
The eventually part, that's the part. Yes, a 100-yard dash in 10 seconds is fine. In 10 hours, because you've done it pacing in front of your TV set, no accomplishment.
Right. No longer a sprint.
You covering a marathon in 15 hours is not doing a marathon.
You remember the guy in the rubber shoes wearing the pedometer?
Oh, I'm a waiter. I'm going to carry a drink. I'm going to carry a tray of highballs and do it in a three-piece suit. Please, you a-holes, leave it to the Kenyans. Let the fastest one do it in 2 hours and 11 minutes, and let's get on with our lives.
Yeah. I'm going to show you how fast a three-pack-a-day smoker can do it. It's like 2 days from now. And you have to wait for me and cheer for me while I hack.
Meanwhile, the entire city is shut down in gridlock because you're trying to prove something.
Yeah, because I'm the last guy.
And everyone's asking, why is Bonaducci wearing a sticker with a number on it for 3 weeks?
They have treadmills. They have little...
I was in jail.
They have little pedometers or odometers or whatever-ometers on it. Cover 26 miles. Do it from the comfort and safety of your own gymnasium or your own living room. Or, better yet, go to a high school track and run around it 125 times. There you go. You've covered a marathon, but don't block off the streets. So now I'm screaming at my wife. I'm sweating profusely. I'm cursing all who exercise.
Fault.
It's her fault for marrying me. It's everyone's fault. I'm cursing the people on the bikes and in the wheelchairs and on the rollerblades. And I'm cursing everyone who's running the marathon. Turn around, head for the valley. That's locked off. Fight and claw and scratch my way to the airport. Of course, I get there, and I've missed the flight.
I was wondering how this was going to go. Okay.
But, there is a flight that's 45 minutes after this last flight that the woman told me I was getting on. And I somehow, because Wilmington, North Carolina is not a popular destination, perhaps nobody wants to go there, I somehow fight and claw my way onto that and do not have to charter myself a flight to Wilmington, North Carolina. But all the a-holes who ran the marathon that day around my house, they didn't know that.
No.
All they knew is they shut the city down so they could prove something to themselves, and I don't like that. Prove it to yourself at your home, prove it at your gym, prove it in your living room. Don't prove it where out in the city streets where we have to close down the city so you can make a point. Thank you. The more you know.
Well, that was that.
That was that.
How was Katie Holmes?
She was attractive and friendly. You know, everyone there was on like season 15 and had an ass full of the show.
Right.
But they were nice. And then I did a lot of scenes with the chick that won the Oscar for Brokeback Mountain or was nominated or whatever. And whole thing is just a blur because I slept 2 hours every night and I was angry at everyone the entire time.
I've done mornings in New York and flown out here to do the Drew Carey show, which means I start at 2 in the morning. And then go right till 7 and then go back to the set.
Yeah.
Quality problems.
Radio sucks.
Really quality problems.
Dave, speaking of quality problems, Dave Attell is coming here next, and we were going to talk some Huell Howser with Dave, who I hope is familiar with him by now. Take a quick break. Back with comedian Dave Attell next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Okay, by now you know that the Adam Carolla Show is heading to Vegas on March 8th for a live broadcast from the Palms. But what you might not know is that when the show is over, the party's just beginning at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. So join Adam and the crew at Scores from 11 till 1 a.m. That's where they'll be celebrating the release of the 2007 Scores Adam Carolla Show calendar. That's hot. And what's on the calendar? Duh! Hot Chicks of Scores Las Vegas. Your night of partying with the Adam Carolla Show in Vegas is powered by the elegance, gorgeous girls, and superior service at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. And of course us, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Okay, this is Danny Bonaducci. I want to tell you a couple of things. One, I want to tell you that Earl Scheib, the guy that you grew up here, and Earl Scheib, I'll paint your car for $12, can paint an amazing paint job now. They start at, what do they got here? $259.95. My boss, Jack Silver, said, hey, would you let Earl Scheib paint your 1967 GTO? And I was a tad hesitant, I must admit. And I said, you know, it's my collector's thing. It's not my everyday car. It's hard to drive. It's difficult. I just love it. And he said, if you're not happy with the paint job, we'll go get you the Beverly Hills paint job that you want. Because my car was recently stolen. Man, the Earl Scheib paint job, I swear on my life, you cannot miss me in this car. You'll look at that car, and you'll know I'm telling you the truth. You'll go, that looks like every bazillion-dollar paint job I ever saw on a Mercedes. Earl Scheib, they got paint jobs that started $259.95. Now I just need some license plates because the thing was stolen. And the thieves kept my license plates, and I need to drive this thing to show you the great paint job from Earl Scheib.
How much money do you have, Chris?
Tired of women taking your cash and not getting anything in return?
Well, we have something you've been wanting, but didn't know you can get.
Something very, very tempting.
Are you listening?
Good, and so are your potential clients. I'm Christina.
And I'm Michelle. And we have the power to make your phones ring, get people into your place of business, and help you brand your company.
We're the marketing gurus behind the radio advertising you hear on this radio station.
We have a proven track record in growing businesses through radio advertising, online web marketing, event promotions and sponsorships here at Free FM. Does that sound about right, Stephen?
Hi, this is Stephen Altamirano from Wings Realty. Ever since we've been advertising with 97.1, our company's productivity has increased, and we've gotten better results than we've ever expected.
So, if you're ready to take control of your business and increase your profits, now
the Adam Carolla
is the time.
Show.
Check us out at
FMRadioAds.com.
FMRadioAds.com. If it didn't work, we wouldn't be doing it ourselves.
We now join FM Talk programming genius Jack Silver for his State of the Station address.
Boys, last year I took a lot of crap for programming 97.1 by Dartboard.
Dartboard? What do you mean, boss?
Simple, Schmendrick. I tape show ideas up on the wall, then I throw a dart. And voila, Ask the Proctologist, Sunday mornings at 9.
But how do we know listeners will like that?
The answer is, we don't. And up until recently, I didn't even care. Then I actually read some of the emails from the listeners. Oh boy, talk about an eye-opener. They loved Adam Carolla, but wanted a better show. So we ixnayed the traffic, reduced the amount of commercials, and added Danny Bonaducci. I know. And you Likas fans are going to love this. Coming soon, even fewer commercials and more Tom Likas. Fellas, I do the cussing, biatch.
Sorry.
Remember, pinheads, I built this radio station so there's a place where a guy can be a guy. And ladies, we love you too, as long as we can get in your slack.
97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM Jock Station.
Yes,
The Tom Likas Show. Kind of like Viagra for your ears, except...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaduce in 60 seconds.
Oh, it looks awful.
97.1.
Stupid me.
Free FM. Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank, is my tongue blue?
It looks like a big blue snake.
Is mine yellow?
The old Skittles standoff again.
Here, Frosty, chew this.
I'll pass, thank you. That color can't be edible.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1.
Free FM.
FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser.
No, my drink is Jack Daniels. Yes, that is a wild man drink. I'm drinking Jack and I started blacking out. You ever black out? Or as I call it, time travel. You ever do that? Oh, yeah. You black out, you wake up, you're playing that knife game with a half Indian somewhere in North Dakota. Yeah, yeah! Winter fixes the tranny! Yeah!
Now, Dave Hotel on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Dave.
What's up, guys?
How completely relatable. I have fixed the tranny. And woken up in many a strange place.
With a wrench, not a cowboy boot.
Oh, different thing.
That's different. Yeah.
I'd like to start off by saying, Adam, thanks for having me. And Danny, your show was great.
Oh, thanks,
it really
man.
Did.
I appreciate that.
Me and my functional drunk buddies, we were like, yes. That's my life without the hot wife in that house.
Bummer, dude. The hot wife and house make it possible.
I couldn't. But is that on radio money or what?
What, that house?
Yeah, that's your house, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
What of a couple.
I got to get into this business. Adam, help me out.
Well, you can help yourself by being super funny in the next 8 minutes.
Adam, this is radio.
My job here is tenuous.
Come on. I'm just like the little speed bump between Harlan and Michael Madsen coming in here. Let's face it.
True.
I'm just like the little opener stalling. You know.
Our plan is to make it over Dave Attell without spilling our coffee. Mm-hmm. So we can get to Michael Madsen. That's all we got to do. And Madsen evidently is on the way. So,
wow.
What is he going to do when he gets here?
I hope read from his crazy book of poetry.
Well, I hope a reenactment.
Maybe a little Kill Bill talk. I don't know.
Love it.
That guy's done
cool.
A ton of cool movies and gets to play the coolest guy in the coolest movies each and every time. But enough about him. Dave Attell is in studio. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv this Thursday through Sunday. And I've said it before. I have seen Dave perform, and it was some years ago in San Francisco, I believe, and he is a spectacular stand-up comedian.
You. Really?
Yeah, I mean, really,
really?
Really raises it. To the next level. You really realize what an art form it is.
That's what I meant when I said, really, I didn't mean it in...
there's a little question mark there,
no,
Danny.
It's because I'll see a stand-up comic that'll make me laugh continuously from, beginning to end, but you don't walk out going, that was brilliant. That was something worth doing with my time.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that doesn't happen a lot for me.
Well, Dave is...
I know, it's not like reality TV. Yeah, where you're changing lives and everything.
Dave is one of these guys where, they always say, oh, when I saw this great stand-up, I was inspired. When I saw Dave, I said, screw this, I can't do stand-up.
See, that's what I mean, yeah. Because that guy's like you, Bill.
So good. Yes. Yeah, that it
was like
crushed you.
It was like
I'm
not intimidating. I mean, I don't use a guitar or puppets or anything like that. I'm just talking, you can do it.
Yeah, even more intimidating. No guitars or puppets.
Yeah.
It says it right on the marquee under his name. So, Dave, we're going to ask you to help us out with our old friend, Huell Hauser. Huell does a version of your Insomniac show.
Oh, he does?
Well, he does it during the day with super boring people and the sobering light of day, but it's like yours minus the jokes, the entertainment, and all that. A little more informational, a little less comedy.
Dave Attell can't put down Michael Madsen's book of poetry.
I like it because he's got, past passport pictures in here and what he ate and everything. It's
here, give me the book. We need you to focus.
Okay, go ahead. So this guy is he's jacking my thing, but during the day.
Yeah.
Is that it?
All right, let's do it. Have you heard of Fuelhauser?
Who is he?
Oh, no.
What channel?
He, well, that's the point. There's where I get to. See,
okay, now the fun begins.
He is on KCT's, on public television.
Oh, well, I give him that then.
And you know that after being on Comedy Central, you have to produce ratings, otherwise they will can your ass.
Well, so on public TV?
On public TV, you don't have to produce anything. Right. You can't get fired. Mm-hmm. It's essentially a government job.
Yeah.
It's communism on television is what it is.
It's like North Korean. You know.
Right. You'll have a gig as long as you live. He's been doing a show called California's Gold for about 17 years.
Oh.
And he goes out and travels around California and finds the most boring people in California and then speaks to them for an hour.
Really?
He is now going to be speaking. I think his latest visit is he went to the La Puente parking lot. They're having a chili sale. Not chili as in canned chili, but the chili as in the chili peppers.
This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, we'll do, Brian, hop on the phone, hop on the mic, we'll do a quick Huel reenactment so Dave can wet his whistle on Huel. Something like this. He goes with his cameraman, Louie, to a factory in the San Fernando Valley, and he says, so you guys have been making terracotta paving tiles in this factory for over 80 years.
About 81 years, yeah.
81 years.
Right here.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
For 81 years.
Right here in this location.
Paving, terracotta, that's basically, it's an hour
of improv.
He bores people. He bores people.
A sketch
about
comedy?
Their own topic. Well, we will we'll see who's laughing now after you listen to Huel Hauser.
Bring it on.
Here it is early Saturday morning, about 7:30, and I'm standing in a parking lot in La Puente.
I'm glad
to be here, because along with a lot of other people, we're going to be spending the whole morning in this parking lot, because this place is not only filled with history, it is hot, hot, hot.
Wow.
I kind of like that, though.
So yeah.
Just regular characters. That's what he does?
He's just talking to real people. When you did Insomniac, talked to real drunken, crazy people. He's talking to real sober, boring people.
Right.
In La Puente.
And sometimes you can't hear the people he's talking to.
Oh, that's good.
There's only one mic a lot of times.
He doesn't often
a gorilla shoot.
Share the mic with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our next Huel Hauser clip.
You bring these chilies in from where?
From Hatch, New Mexico.
All right, so
I have a farm in Hatch.
So these sacks are all filled with green chilies that are coming in from New Mexico.
Yes. Well, Hatch has a trademark, Hatch chilies, because the climate and the land is just right for this product.
How are you spelling that? Hatch or hat?
Hatch.
H-A-T-C-H.
That's correct.
And that's a place in New Mexico?
Yeah.
So, Adam, what is his demo? Because, you know, it's usually 18 to 49. Is this like a 51 Tacoma?
Yeah.
What is he going for?
Dead people.
What kind of people is he bringing to
corpses.
The party?
He brings a trail of tears to the party is what he brings. He brings urns are gathered around the TV set. Coffins are propped up.
They play this in God's waiting room.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. See, that's the whole thing. That's why our goal, like everyone wants to be on NBC. I want to be prime time. I want to be on network. Your goal should be to go to public television.
Right.
Thus, you'll never get fired, because your goal could be the primetime sitcom on NBC. That dream's going to be over and done with in 12 short episodes, and your ass is going to get canned. I'm just playing the odds.
Well, I haven't seen the show. I've only heard it. So if he does this whole thing nude, then I can see why it's a hit and it's been going.
No.
He's got a big package.
Picture
you know?
A guy who's about 6'5", wearing Dockers and waffle stompers.
Slow down. Yeah, go ahead.
A former Marine.
Whoa, really?
Former Marine.
Hard body.
Yes.
He and his cameraman, Louie.
Louie! Yes, talking to Louie and talking to midget old people.
We're having a ball out here.
I must say, between the Burt Lancaster, who's never been there, and the rock collecting guy, it's a toss up for what's my favorite.
Well, let's see if we can find it as we continue on in our journey known as Huell Hauser.
And how many years you been here?
Here, it's about 20.
Wow.
I'm guessing. I had a stroke in January. That's why I'm a little tongue tied.
Well, been 15 you're minutes. Still fired up for these chilies.
Oh, God. She's yelling at
this
an old
time. This is more dynamic than Huell Hauser usually is.
Yeah. Huell is not normally this animated.
Is this a two parter?
It's a 15 parter, Dave. I got bad news for you.
Hatch, H A T.
Hatch! Is that hat?
How do you spell that?
I don't know, but we are in hell, Louis.
H-E-L-L.
Yes, he yells at old people in dirt parking lots. Let's keep the party going.
So how do you know exactly how long to leave them?
75 turns.
75 turns.
You got to count everyone. It sounds monotonous, but it's true.
All right, what happens if you go 79 turns or 68 turns?
Louie, can we get closer to the air compressor? Good. That's good. All right. Now, how many times do you turn the squirrel cage over the flame film with the chilies?
This is like that Lost, this season of Lost, you know, where it's going in a lot of different directions. Like, I want to know what happened if you turn it 68 turns. I mean, really.
Right. I mean, smoke monster comes out.
Yes. So, Huell, again, if you want to catch him, I don't know how you do it if you're out of state, but if you're in California, just go to, you can watch him on California's Gold. He'll be at some aqueduct somewhere.
Do they do podcasts or episodes?
Sure.
Anything viral? Nothing?
I'm not sure if he's
broadband access.
On the net, he should be, because the kids.
Yeah.
You got to think about your demo. Yeah, you got to think about young, edgy 15 and 16-year-olds who are rebelling against their
folks.
You know
what? I was just thinking, for the longest time, they were trying to figure out who would replace you on Love Lines.
Huell Hauser.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Nothing against that striker kid.
No, but
Huell
clearly.
Would have killed.
Nobody speaks to the 15-year-olds like Huell.
With a rash.
Dave Attell is in studio. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday.
It's the biggest improv, isn't it?
It's one of the best, man. It's really cool shows up there, and that's Orange County, right?
Okay. Go and see what comedy can be.
All of this almost too exciting to bear.
That's a pretty ringing endorsement, man. That's
I'll drive out there. You can have guys up there just hawking up jokes they wrote 8 years ago and maybe giving them a little newer flavor to make them not seem so dated, or you can see Dave Attell.
Well, actually, I'm probably going to do that.
No, I
got plenty of new stuff.
You got new stuff?
If you come down, I'd love to like do a spot or something, you know?
Because
you do stand up too, right?
He does.
To be honest with you, because I think you misread me when I was saying because I'm terrified when I do stand up. It's somebody has offered me a fortune and I can't afford to say no because
really?
I am so scared. And until
that's how I feel about sex.
Last year, I never did it sober.
So you're
I'd just go on blind and then ask tomorrow. Yesterday I'd go, did the shows go okay?
And so he's trying to get on the blue collar tour? What are you talking about?
No, it's just so scary because I'm not good like you.
Now, who else has got some stories?
I've got stories that people want to hear.
People love stories, though, especially if you're like the loser in the story, you know?
Well, then people love me.
You know? They love that. Like if you like fail or
here's how all my stories start. They either start with, so I'm in jail.
Right.
Or, so I'm really drunk.
Yeah.
Or, so I'm bleeding. That's how my whole show goes.
This has been a wonderful reenactment.
Yeah, they don't want any stories that end with, and that's how I nailed the supermodel.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes everyone a little uncomfortable.
Unless you actually nailed her, which would be interesting for Madsen, I think.
Twitch
Free or something.
Who will be Michael Madsen, allegedly, although I'm still not sure if he's on his way.
No,
From where was he calling?
He just passed the kookaroo on whatever and whatever.
Okay.
All right? He's coming.
We have a couple more Huells to play. Give us here's the deal.
During Harlan? No? I mean, really?
He does the crow, Dave.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The crow sound effect.
Come on.
Dave, if you want me to set you up for anything, put it on a note.
By the way, I do have a similar bikini wax joke. I hope it doesn't start a war on YouTube.
Yeah, no. Mencia is on his way.
Well, what do you think about all that? What do you think about Mencia going at it with Rogan and all that stealing? Do you know that people are stealing from you? Have you had jokes stolen?
I'll just talk about the people stealing from me. Supposedly, and this is from my friend who's a comic, there's a guy in England who's doing my album, Skanks for the Memory, verbatim over there. So it was an English twist.
I see.
Instead of Bukkake, it's Oops-a-Diddly. Right. You know, it's a little English.
The point is...
Wow, really though? Doing your album?
Yeah.
Just stealing your whole work?
It's cool because, you know, they've given us so much television, it's only right for us to throw it back their way.
Right. Upstairs, downstairs, and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Thanks, men fellas.
Well, The Office and American Idol.
Yeah, but we make those shows good. They just give us an idea. Here's a brilliant idea. It's a bunch of people that work together.
We put attractive people on their ideas.
That's right.
We fix their teeth and take them out of a dress.
You know, they've got teeth and, you know, they don't look so pale.
Well, what about, is there other, what do you think? Do you think Mencia does this? Is this something that's known within the comedy world?
Community?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say who does what. I'm just going to say if you do a joke and you've heard the joke before or whatever, or it was somebody you were working with and you do the joke and somebody calls you on it, you should stop doing it. All right, that's basically what it is.
Is that the etiquette?
Yeah, really? But there are situations where you come up with a joke that you know, everybody comes up with, and it's like you're doing it, and late night they're doing it. So after a while, you got to say to yourself, is it worth having this joke that everybody's doing, or should I like get back down there and write a new one? You know, so it's really up to like, you know, jokes are not children, but they are your personal thing.
But you
and you know, if it's like a signature bit, then really, that's a war, you know.
And have you ever been accused of stealing other people's comedy?
I'm more of stealing someone's muse, basically. I go up there.
Another inspiration.
Yeah, I do. I kind of, you know, copy their whole style. No, not really. I mean, that's the kind of the fun of it, is coming up with the new stuff and doing it, whatever. And believe me, if you've ever seen a guy like do a version of your joke, you're like, I got to write more. I just got to, you know.
Well, I went to a comedy club one time, and this guy opens up and he goes, so... after they canceled the Partridge Family, I smoked a lot of crack and lived in a box. I said, that guy's ripping off my stuff.
He said he came up with it at the same time.
That's little Chris.
Spontaneity, you lived in a car. I said I lived in a box.
Yeah, see, that would be different. Like, I don't know what to, let's go to there.
All right, let's hear just, because it's a federal law that once you start with Huel, you have to finish him. We have two more clips. This is second to last.
Okay, eat it. So have a bite.
Well, here, you get a bite with me.
All right, I'll take a bite
of water. You might need to get me a bottle of water. All right, here we go. Why wasn't that hot? I can't feel anything in my mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a left turn, huh?
You'd laugh harder if you could see Huel in real life. He
next to Lou talking about his mouth.
He's what we call in the trade a top.
Really? A rough top.
A top that doesn't fit your jar.
So what are the parts of California that he hits? Like, these are kind of like in the farm areas or something?
He hits all the parts that you speed through on the way to the good parts.
Right.
And then, you know where they're, you know, he hits the parts where there's outlet malls.
Where
you know when you're going to Vegas, and about 3/4 of the way to Vegas, you look to your right and you go, Jesus Christ, I could get a pair of Levi's for $8 cheaper than
like
the place
that
I'm buying. We're pulling over. You know, that's where he is.
Where they don't celebrate pilot season, basically.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Nobody mentions pilot
season. People aren't driving nervously with a decaf to some place.
When you're 40 miles away from somewhere else you don't care about. Like, I've had people tell me where they're going to go, where's that, and they go, about 40 miles outside Chattanooga.
Right.
Okay, you live nowhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, all those places. You know when you listen to a traffic report and they're talking about the Zizek's exit off Hemet?
Right.
And you think, where the F is that? That's where Huel goes. I think he just listens to traffic reports, and when he thinks, where the F is that, he packs up the van and heads out there to interview people waiting to die. Well, we have a quick wrap-up from Huel in his chili festival going on.
So, did you taste it?
I tasted it.
You're red, red, red.
I'm hot, hot, hot. You enjoyed this green chili adventure and would like to see it again,
what?
Let's share it with family and friends. It's available on video cassette and on DVD. It's hot, hot, hot.
I feel like my family would string me up in the living room if I shared that with them.
I feel like I've just emotionally stood on a bucket with a hood over my head. He's our new answer to terror.
Dave Attell, but wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
Okay, time has passed.
Yes.
What is that, like a, who is that, Gomer Pyle?
There's a little pile in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet.
Really?
I'll bet.
At least that's the rumors.
Well, golly.
Those two would make quite a power couple. I don't know if Gomer's still alive.
He lives in Hawaii.
Is Jim Neighbors still alive?
I believe he is, and I believe he lives on the Big
Island. I swear to God, I was watching like John Tesh saying he had days to live on Entertainment Tonight circa 1984. How the hell is he still kicking?
We've accomplished our mission.
Does anybody else remember the rumors
alienating our guests?
Jim Neighbors was married to Rock Hudson? Does anybody else remember that?
No, but
there's
another
a giant rumor for in the 70s.
That's Gomez Pyle.
Yes.
The knockoff.
Oh, boy.
Dave is going to be at the Irvine Improv this Thursday through Sunday. Tickets available at improv.com, or you can go to daveattell.com. And by the way, you can pick up the Insomniac, the uncensored Insomniac Volume 1 and Volume 2, as if it wasn't filthy enough
right
at midnight on Comedy Central.
Right.
T, yes.
What's coming up in the news, baby girl?
Well, Vice President Dick Cheney has had a rough go of it in the last couple weeks. He's had four heart attacks, quadruple bypass, two artery-clearing angioplasties, and an operation with a pacemaker in his chest. And now, today, reports that he has another major health crisis.
The guy had a heart attack in junior high, for Christ's sake.
I mean, he was always an old man.
He was the only guy in history to have a heart attack while wearing a wind-up beanie.
Yeah.
And he's still alive. He's still here.
He almost choked on his retainer the first heart attack.
Yeah, the over-under on him was like 1937.
He fainted at dodgeball.
He's still alive. Yeah.
The latest is unbelievable.
All right. And look, all you folks out there, I'll bet the same people that are against doing the stem cell work, those same people have been keeping this guy propped up for the last 25 years.
Right.
Modern medicine has put a thumping heart inside this guy, a metal heart to keep his heart on rhythm. He has a pacemaker. He's had 1,001 operations. This is medicine. You want to talk about playing God?
Yeah.
Your vice president would have been in the ground in the 50s if we didn't play God. So if we can play God, let's keep playing God with the stem cell, or let's not play God and let the guy die next time he gets in a plane.
So you're saying we play God now, but we should play God in the major leagues.
If we're playing God, let's play hardball instead of softball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Now, if he does pass, do we get, like a half a day off? What do?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so
you don't get a full day off. It's not like a snow day. Dave Mattel.
That's just a sampling of my
everybody.
Of my act. Thank you, guys.
Irvine Improv. We'll be back with the news and Michael Madsen, the world's coolest actor, next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
WrestleMania 23 tumbles into Ford's Field in Detroit on April 1st, and you could be there to witness the Battle of the Billionaires between Donald Trump and Vince McMahon, where one millionaire will go home bald. Just get your scrawny butt to 971freefm.com and enter to win the WrestleMania 23 Guy Getaway, where you can win a pair of tickets to Detroit to see WrestleMania 23. Hell, we'll even fly you there and hook you up with a three-night hotel stay. Powered by the WWE, watch as the Battle of the Billionaires saga heats up on SmackDown. Friday nights at 8 on KTLA 5, the CW. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Are you an aerospace engineer who wants to be part of the future of defense, civil, and commercial space? Then don't miss the Aerospace Corporation's Engineering and Technology Job Fair, Wednesday, March 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 2350 East El Segundo Boulevard in El Segundo. The Aerospace Corporation has exciting opportunities in communications, electronics, ground networks, systems architectures, performance modeling, sensor engineering and exploitation, and software engineering. For more than 45 years, they've operated a federally funded research and development center, applying the highest scientific and technical expertise to our nation's space programs. If your passion is the pursuit of excellence in aerospace, science, engineering, or information systems, join them. There are no limits on how high your career can rise. Call 800-249-9004. That's 800-249-9004. Or visit them at aero.org. And remember the date, Wednesday, March 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 2350 East El Segundo Boulevard. They have space for your imagination.
Like yourself, boy, why? It's that time of year again, fatty. You overindulged all through the holidays, and now you're full of resolutions about getting in shape again this year. Well, this time, there's a solution that will help you keep your resolution. Fatburn.com. With Fatburn.com, you can eat the foods you like and exercise the way you want, all with the personal guidance of a qualified Fatburn coach who will give you the basic tools and must-know information to understand your body and achieve your weight loss goals on your terms. And best of all, it's so convenient. You can check your progress from any computer any time of the day. Log on to Fatburn.com right now and take the virtual tour. Memberships start for as little as $3.75 per week, and there are no contracts to sign and no forms to fill out. Get started today with Fatburn.com and start getting in shape on your terms with a program that fits your lifestyle, your schedule, and the foods you want to eat. Take control and live your life your way. Fatburn.com.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1
KLSX.
3 FM.
I had no idea what was going on in my pipes. Doesn't really sound right. But it turns out that I had old galvanized pipes and they were almost completely rusted through. I found this out because the people from Pacific Coast Copper Repipe came and they did a free consultation and they showed me that my pipes were just about rusted through, which means at any point they could have burst. I could have left for a few days, left the house, and come home to a flood. Now I have endless hot water, I have no disgusting rust in my water, and I have the confidence that my pipes are copper and they're new. So if you don't know what's going on with your pipes, you should call Pacific Coast Copper Repipe. They'll do everything for you. They'll pull the permits. They make little tiny holes in your wall, and then they patch them up nice and pretty. All their work comes with a lifetime warranty on the workmanship. Financing plans are available, and all of this can be done in a day. That's what they did for me. They repiped my entire house, my Koreatown mansion, in one day. So give them a call and have them check out your pipes for free. 1-800-556-PIPE. That's 1-800-556-PIPE. Or check them out online at PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dick Vitale.
3, 9, 7, 4, 1. SoCal's Free FM.
Hey.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
Ed writes, Tom, I'm in a serious situation. I'm 34 years old, and I have been living with a woman for about 4 years now. She is still married and refuses to get a divorce. All right, strike two. You want strike three? Here it is. I have had a child with this woman. Problem is this. Wait, problem is something else?
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show. Here's what not to watch on TV tonight at 6:30 on PBS. Don't watch Real Orange, a news magazine about issues affecting Orange County at 7 on CSTV. Be sure to miss the World Series of Video Games. Teams compete in a Halo 2 competition. And at 9 on Stars, definitely don't watch Stick It. A rebellious teen attends a gymnastics academy. That's what not to watch. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, I'll tell you something to watch. Scarborough Country tonight. Our own Danny Bonaducci is on.
Yeah.
Or so I hear. Now, will you do that today, or did you pre-tape
no,
that?
No, I'll do that one today. A couple of times, because I do a bunch of these. A couple of times I'll go and promote that I'm doing this thing, and they'll say, oh, no, this is not going to be on until Wednesday. But usually when you do Scarborough, CNN, or MSNBC, it's on that same day.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, since it's like at 6 or 7 tonight, I'm supposed to be there. I'm assuming it's live.
All right, so we can watch Danny tonight on Scarborough Country. But first, and Michael Madsen, the you know him from Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill, the Kill Bills, Sin City, the coolest. Like I said, it was the craziest 2 hours ago when I didn't think he was coming in. Now the coolest actor working, Michael Madsen, yes, from Reservoir Dogs, is coming in. His sister Virginia Madsen from Sideways is doing a whole lot of work, too. She's like in The Astronaut Farmer, and she's in all these new movies. She's had a nice resurrection. But speaking of erections, T, the news, my dear.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Well, this is just in. Lewis Scooter Libby is guilty of 4 of 5, it looks like, counts of obstruction of justice. Just another thing that's going wrong for Dick Cheney. He, of course, worked for Dick Cheney.
Do we have to call these guys by the retarded
Scooter
frat names?
Yeah. A man named Scooter.
I know. There's like a serial killer named Johnny Happy Martinez. Do we have to? I mean, his name is Lewis Libby, right?
Yes.
Is there another famous Lewis Libby that we're going
to
confuse him with?
So we have to call him Scooter?
Hey, let's stop calling him Scooter. It's weird because he's being indicted on charges of whatever.
And
every time Scooter comes along, I picture one of the friends of the Beaver. Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, what about Tukey Williams for that matter?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't there a scoop recently? We had a scoop in the news.
Scoop Johnson, world's greatest reporter from the 40s. The guy wears a fedora with the word press on it.
That guy.
That's not good for Dick Cheney, and neither is a little thing called... Yes,
from the mom pie of the world, all the ships at sea, this is Scoop Johnson here with all the hubbub on the Hollywood. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Dick Cheney, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of deep vein thrombosis. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, my porn name.
It actually...
Deep vein thrombosis. Forget about my old name, Duke LaCrosse. Move over.
I
got deep vein thrombosis.
It's actually very dangerous. I don't know if you remember.
Hell yeah, it is. It's hella dangerous.
NBC correspondent David Blum died of it back in 2003.
That's right.
What happens
is...
Isn't that the same thing you get when tall people fly coach?
Yes. Thank you. Exactly. And actually,
dude, I thought I was being funny.
No.
I should have just shut up and went smart.
It's called
a lot of tall people get it because their blood has farther to go. And
see, you bastard, it's not all gravy up there at your height, is it?
And actually,
I can't hear you up here, Dan. is the short guy talking?
Is it colder up there, you bastard?
I can just see the top of his head.
Well, Adam, Danny doesn't need to hear this, but Adam, as you know, when you fly, you should probably get up once an hour and stretch your legs so you don't get this.
Well, that's not...
Shut up.
As I was getting angry in front of the TV set when there were when Dr. Sanjay Gupta was telling you what to do on CNN to avoid this, which is if you have a flight that's longer than a few hours, you should be getting up and moving around. Well, how about the bitch who's standing over you, giving you the stink eye, yelling, "Why are you taking your seatbelt off?"
Right.
So think about it.
I'm deep vein thrombosis,
bitch. And I'll bend you over that serving cart.
Well, here's what happens. A blood clot can form in your legs. This is what happened to Vice President Dick Cheney. He felt a pain in his leg yesterday, and doctors discovered he had a blood clot. But unfortunately, a lot of people just ignore a pain in their leg. It breaks off, goes into their lungs, and that's called a pulmonary embolism.
Well, like I said, the last time I flew commercially, you can't get up and mill around. If you get up, you run to the bathroom, then you run back to your seat, and you fasten your seatbelt, and you tighten it up again. They keep hitting you over the head with it. There's no such thing as, hey, I'm going to do a couple laps around the plane. I start in the cockpit, and then I sprint back to the galley and coach. It's like, what are you going to do?
You fly first class, but when you
yeah,
use the fly coach,
it's hella nice.
Dude, if I'm buying, I fly coach.
Yeah,
I'm 5'6" and I don't drink. It's all first class to me.
If I'm buying, I would fly coach.
Would you sit in the exit row so you could have the leg room?
I think the idea is, they put you in the bulkhead or whatever. The thing is, I guess what you need to do if you're on a flight, since you can't move around and you're strapped down to your seat, but you don't want to have the deep vein thrombosis, you essentially need to bring that... what the hell was Suzanne Summers' device there?
The thigh mask.
You need to essentially be moving. You need to, like, put a balloon between your knees and try to compress it. You need to do those exercises that the fitness people tell you to do in traffic.
Right.
You know, every once in a while they go, yeah, you can do your Kegel exercises or you can work your whatever. I think you need to move and exercise while you're in your chair.
Absolutely. Now, how old would you think Dick Cheney is?
How old's Crypt Keeper?
72. No, I'm sorry, what?
The Crypt Keeper?
He's younger than I expected. He's 66.
But he's one of these guys that probably was fat and bald when he was in junior high.
Right.
Brian?
No,
it's sorry.
Sorry,
you
buddy.
Didn't mean that?
No, Brian was... Oh, yeah, he was fat. Yeah, that's right. Now he's just bald. But yeah, so he was fat and bald in junior high.
You're very trim, Brian. Now, here's just a brief history of Dick Cheney's health problems. In 2005, he underwent 6 hours of surgery on his legs to repair an aneurysm. Kind of an aneurysm, a ballooning weak spot in an artery that can burst. Mm-hmm. He's had 4 heart attacks, quadruple bypass surgery, 2 artery-clearing angioplasties, and an operation to implant a pacemaker.
Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel makes fun of him. Dude, you gotta get it together.
He is still kicking. Well, the good news is they found this clot, so they're gonna treat him with some blood thinners for several months, and he's gonna continue
working. If an assassin killed him with a high-powered hunting rifle, he should only get manslaughter. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you kill him, and it's really like, you know when you hit a deer in your pickup truck?
Yeah.
It's still alive, but you do what's right.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you kill, like...
The lid's been loosened, I thought.
That's all. God is loosening the lid. It's only a moment before his hand reaches into that big pickle jar and pulls out Dick Cheney. I'm saying, look, so you kill a healthy 19-year-old, you get murder one.
Right,
you
absolutely.
Kill Cheney, you get manslaughter.
But look at how long he's been knock-knock-knocking on heaven's door. And he's still around.
Almost as long as Bob Dylan.
Exactly.
No problem missing that song.
Yes, exactly.
Don't mess with Texas.
Now, Ann Coulter... made some unfortunate homophobic slurs over the weekend at the Political Action Conference. In case you haven't heard it, here's what she had to say about John Edwards. That was Seabiscuit.
Why the wrong face? I was going to have a few comments on the other Democratic presidential candidate, John Edwards, but it turns out that you have to go into rehab if you use the word faggot.
Is he supposed to be gay?
No.
What's the deal with John Edwards?
No, he's a married man with kids.
Well, then
a lot of gay people are married with kids, but no, he's not supposed to. She's just saying that to say that.
Well,
there's no rumors.
But what's her angle?
Here's her angle. She was interviewed since, and she said that what she meant by that slur was she meant to call him a wuss. She meant to say that he was a wussy guy.
That he was not a manly man.
That he was not manly. And she went on this first interview since making that comment was on Hannity and Combs. Combs said, what's the difference between the slur you used and a racial slur? And here's her answer.
I think it's offensive that, you know, you immediately, whenever you have to go to the argument, oh, would you use the N-word? I mean, that is part of this semantic totalitarianism to compare everything to the N-word. No, if you weren't brought here as
I didn't
as
say
slaves,
the N-word. I said
you weren't legally
slur.
Discriminated against. You hear this when people say, you know, we can't use the word illegal alien because that's like using the N-word.
I would have said, listen, B-word.
Yeah. But you know what? You can hear the panic in her voice.
Wait a second.
She's not pulling it off.
The problem with faggot is we already have an F-word. So eventually we're going to get filled up with words that start with the same letter.
Right.
And now we got to go. And now when you're telling stories, you got to go, well, Jack Silver pulled Bonaducci off the air because he kept using the F. No, not that. Yeah. No, he was F-A.
It was the F to the second power.
You know, yes. You know,
one.
You know our buddy Larry? Right. You know his buddy Brad? You know how they live together? Right. So
that, right.
What? See, I feel like there's going to be such a long list of words that can't be said. We'll have to use the first letter. They'll start overlapping, and then we'll be getting... He said the S, not the... Not
the
S,
H.
Not what comes out of your dog's ass. Not that.
Right.
Every story's going to work that way.
They're all consonants.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon, the alphabet is just going to get to be code.
I was just thinking that because, look, you have A-hole, B-word, C-word, D-word.
And the saddest part is when you're used to talking on the radio, you go into a mode where you just talk that way.
Right.
You don't
right.
swear like a sailor and then go back to talk to your kindergarten class the next morning. You'll screw up. Eventually.
Right.
So now, off the air, I'm like, I don't give a good god D-U-C. You tell effing Ozzy to get his A and effing A.
Wait a second. You're at home and you stub your toe. What comes out of your mouth?
G-D, son of a B. Mother F. Yeah, that's
really?
What, yeah, because
see?
I'm just training myself.
I go the other way. I talk every other word is the F word out of my mouth. What I do is I think I'm getting it out of my system before I get here again tomorrow.
I don't know if you purge yourself of verbiage, Dan.
Well, I got to tell you, I purged myself of many a thing.
I would have been out a long time ago if it worked like detox.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that was the effing news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
Effing Michael Madsen is coming in next week.
Wow.
Big fan of his ever since I saw him as Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs. As his book of poetry. Of course, the Kill Bill. Now, there's two Kill Bill. Is there going to be a third?
No? I don't think so.
If you really want to know, they actually shot some footage at the end of these two for a sequel down the road many years with the daughters, the young kids.
Ah, oh,
you're kidding.
Maybe we can talk to Michael about that. But he also has a book of his photography out, which I hope we have. We have his poetry. Anyway, Michael Madsen next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
So what you got, Frosty?
Well, there's a couple things in the newspaper.
Yeah, Frank's been on the damn computer for an hour.
Oh, show prep, huh?
No, more like addicted to porn.
Damn it! Why can't we get DSL in here? They can't download anything!
Well, what did you expect, huh?
I got half a nipple here.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. KLSX.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
Conway and Whitman, they're on at night.
When you get that old, you don't want conversation.
See,
you want somebody to, you know, change your underpants.
At 55, you don't want conversation?
Nah, you don't want it. What do you want with the conversations all day long? You take after your dad. The yep, 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 yep. I gotta get it. Come on over and look at Patton. When you say to your wife, you know, your wife's always say, you know, please tell me when you have a problem. Please tell me when you have a problem. Please tell me if I'm doing something wrong. Please communicate. Please open up. Please tell me. Please talk to me.
Well, we need to have a two-way relationship.
Right. And then you say to her, I'd like to tell you that when you leave the towel, the wet towel on the bathroom floor bothers me.
Oh, how about you, buddy, buddy? Yeah, then you do this and blah, 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 blah.
And that opens up the whole floodgate. So you know what? Instead of bitching about the towel on the floor,
you just pick it up.
You pick it up,
right?
And you shut her down.
But then you have anger.
You shut her down.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air 97.1 Free FM.
Powered by LA Cycle Sports and Engel.
Tim Conway Jr. here for Santa Monica Subaru, man. Now, everybody knows that Honda and Toyota are reliable vehicles. But did you know that 96% of all Subarus sold in the last 10 years are still on the road? That's reliability. And reliability you can check out at Santa Monica Subaru. The Subaru Impreza received a 5-star safety rating. By the way, that's the highest rating you can get. And the new Impreza Special Edition comes fully equipped with premium sound, also a power sunroof, climate control, and more horsepower than a Civic or a Corolla. You want even more horses than that? Check out the WRX. Comes with 227 horsepower. How about the STI? 293 horsepower. Wow. By the way, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Santa Monica Subaru will be happy to show you the great features that come standard in a Subaru. Take the Santa Monica Subaru Challenge. If you drive it, you'll buy it. Santa Monica Subaru, 13 blocks from the ocean on Santa Monica Boulevard there.
Are you frustrated because people don't take you seriously?
I would like a large...
And I need you to stay out of my way.
Imagine how your life would be if you could talk just like your favorite radio DJ.
Good morning. It's John St. John with your most boring music.
Now you can. Thanks to John St. John's Talk Like Me and You'll Succeed Home Study Cassette.
The forecast calls for beautiful skies on your Tuesday.
In just 6 weeks, you could sound just like John St. John.
job.
Coming up, a back-to-back continuous 20 in a row unbelievably long block of music.
Listen to what it did for this loser.
Yeah, I'd like a bowl of continuous soup with nonstop crackers.
Wow, you sound just like that John St. John. I'm impressed by your manhood.
What a God!
Order yours today.
I would like a burger with the most pickles and the widest variety of ketchup.
Yeah, that's great, but do you want fries or not?
Call 1-800-JOHN-ST-JOHN-ST-JOHN right back at you today.
516 all in stock, MSRP 26925. Nissan rebate 3750 and a discount 3750, sale price 19425. All government fees and taxes, any finance, dealer document preparation, and emission testing charges. Stock 64228, 64219. Sale ends March 31st.
Start your savings, Southern California. Cerritos Nissan, going for the world championship. The world's largest Nissan dealer. To close the fiscal year end during our national sales race, Cerritos Nissan will sell 300 Titans in 3 days. Doubling factory rebates, 7,500 off MSRP. Automatic. Tow package, equipped, not stripped. Every Nissan Titan XE discounted for immediate sale. AC, power windows, equipped, not stripped. Yes, 7,500 off MSRP. $20 million has been secured just for this event. Call 1-800-NEW-NISSAN. 1-800-NEW-NISSAN. Or see us at CerritosNissan.com. Going for the world championship. The world's largest Nissan dealer. 15 minutes from anywhere at the world's largest auto square off the 605 and South Street. Cerritos Nissan. Going for the world championship.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Oh, don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
I want to tell you also, generally we do not discuss politics. You will not hear the following words on this program except by accident, the words Iraq. You will not hear the phrase Fox News Channel. You will not hear the names of anybody who's on the Fox News Channel or anybody in the Republican or, for that matter, the Democratic Party. If you don't care, you won't talk about that stuff on the show.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
It might break you in, nice guy, but it'd make you my dog's bitch.
And now Michael Madsen.
Keep talking like a bitch, I'll slap you like a bitch.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Michael Madsen in studio.
Michael, say that on the radio.
Yep,
we're all big fans.
That's amazing.
So I want to start at the start. I don't know where you're from or how you got started or what your first break was. Where do you hail from?
I don't know if we have enough time on the show for me to go back into my history, but...
All right, when did you go crazy?
I was an embryo.
Yes.
Settle down, Danny. You're a little too dressed up for me.
I was just trying to help you move along.
A little too dressed up for a radio show.
He wears women's pants, by the way.
The reason I came in here was because I didn't have to shave. I came out of Chicago. My father was a Chicago firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that music.
Mm-hmm.
Making me feel like Kevin Costner. I did a lot of things before I became an actor.
Such as?
I was an orderly in a hospital. I drove a tow truck for a few years. I really actually wanted to be a race car driver. I wanted to be Richard Petty.
Mm. Dragging a car behind you?
I built a lot of race cars, but it's just that, at the end of the day, it just wasn't going to happen. And
well, when were you bit by the acting bug? If that's in fact what you were.
I used to love to watch Humphrey Bogart and Robert Mitchum and Burt Lancaster and those kind of guys. And I kind of figured I could see what they were doing. And I didn't think that acting was some kind of a mysterious talent. And my sister, of course, Virginia, she was studying scene study and delivering sing telegrams. And
was she really?
She was struggling, you know, and she was studying and taking voice lessons. And I, of course, you know, didn't have the patience for that.
Right.
But certainly seeing her get started that way kind of gave me the idea that maybe I should give it a try.
Well, in my mind, your first big break was Reservoir Dogs. At least that's where I remember seeing you at the beginning in a memorable role. But had you been around much before 92?
I had done a bunch of episodic television. I did Cagney and Lacey and Tour of Duty and Miami Vice and St. Elsewhere and a lot of episodic TV stuff.
But you weren't doing features yet.
The heavy and the punk, you know, the bad brother and the mean husband and the, you know, the one that gets thrown out the window by the handsome hero. You
right.
Know?
So, and by the way, are you gonna be doing Sin City 2, I hear?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's up to Robert Rodriguez, and anyone knows what he's thinking nowadays. So,
and he's saying the same thing about you.
I'm sure.
Exactly. I don't know what Manson's up to, but I was supposed to go to the 300 premiere last night. I got invited by Frank Miller, but I couldn't go because my kids are sick. One of them's got diarrhea. The other one's throwing up all over the place.
You have six kids, yes?
I got five boys. Six boys, yeah.
Six boys.
Did you just add one on right there?
Well,
I got five boys. I got six.
Included his genitalia.
One of them just moved up.
Oh, yeah. I see.
18-year-old.
Whoa, we got to watch the S word there, Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, they were saying bitch earlier. I thought.
Yeah, but bitches aren't allowed to S.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird rule, man.
I got to keep my finger on this little off button over here.
I feel like we're going to need to keep an eye on the Matson boys in the future. Yeah. I feel like we'll be hearing from them. Hey, well, are you listening, Baldwin Brothers?
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
How's that 18-year-old one doing?
Boys.
Man, that's right.
Is the oldest one a good kid, Michael?
Yeah, he's in art school now. He's giving surf lessons and... he's actually come a long way. He's my stepson. His father is Brian Setzer, the lead singer of the Stray Cats. And
yeah.
He was just a little monkey when I met his mom, and she was split up from Brian, and so I kind of raised Cody, and then we went and had our boys, and... He's a good boy, though. He's a good kid.
That's a cool thing about Hollywood, which is in most relationships, the stepkid is sort of like... Yeah, that's Cody. That's my stepson. But in this case, that's Cody. That's Brian. So you remember the Stray Cats? Okay, this kid.
I stole his lady.
That's his kid. Yeah, he's in a rock band, so he bangs hot chicks.
When they were younger, though, think about the parent exchange where you meet at McDonald's and switch kids off, and the other dad's Michael. Right. Just go on, damn.
Yeah, Brian usually meets me up in the garage. He doesn't come down into the house.
Was he terrified of you?
No, he's a nice guy. I can't, you know, he keeps his distance. But, I mean, for Cody, it's kind of funny because he's got Brian for a dad and Michael for a stepfather.
Yeah, that's a wild day out.
Yeah, he's got a lot of interesting friends.
It's got to be nice every time he meets somebody. It's like, oh, no, Reservoir Dog, no, Kill Bill. No, that's not my dad. My dad is the guy from the Stray Cats.
That's my stepdad that cut off that guy's ear.
He's a good boy.
Now, have you found that any of your children, and I've noticed this, I've, you know, built up some sort of reputation as an evildoer, a wild guy.
I know all about that, Dad. We had that tag for a long time.
And my daughter has rebelled by becoming this little Republican, straight-laced, disapproves of everything I do and everything everybody else does. Has anybody gone, like, just so the opposite of you, or is there a little Michael at home?
How do you rebel against a guy who's been rebelling for the last 40 years?
Well, they're pretty much on my side right now. They're all, you know, from 18 down to 14 months, so...
Wow.
They're a long way away from starting to rebel. Yeah,
step
I got a little
too.
Guy, little brand new guy. He snuck in the back door.
That's not the way you make him.
Yeah, it's rear delivery will get you a boy, I'll tell you that for sure.
Good to know.
Interesting.
I'm confused.
I think Michael is saying...
We know what
is he saying?
What?
No, you don't know.
Danny knows what I'm talking
exactly
about.
What he's talking
please.
About.
I don't.
Can I be a regular on the show?
You know, yes, you can. You do. Here's what I'm saying.
Do it. If you would do it.
You want a girl, you go missionary. You go reverse wheelbarrow like Matson's known for.
And then you get the boys.
Yes, we need to take a quick break. Michael Matson is here. His book is, if you didn't know, is called Signs of Life. It's, chronicles his eye for the unusual. It's a book of photographs. I wish we had one so we could heap praise on it, but we don't have one here in studio.
We have a book of poetry, though.
But if Michael had a camera and thought it was interesting, I assure you it is. We'll take a quick break. Be back with Michael Mattson right after this.
This Sunday!
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Okay, by now you know that The Adam Carolla Show is heading to Vegas on March 8th for a live broadcast from the Palms. But what you might not know is that when the show is over, the party's just beginning at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. So join Adam and the crew at Scores from 11 till 1 a.m. That's where they'll be celebrating the release of the 2007 Scores Adam Carolla Show calendar. That's hot. And what's on the calendar? Duh. Hot Chicks of Scores Las Vegas. Your night of partying with The Adam Carolla Show in Vegas is powered by the elegance, gorgeous girls, and superior service at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. And of course us, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla.
Everyone always wants to know why the gays are in such fantastic shape. I'll tell you why. They live at the gym. Look, I'm straight. But if I could walk into the ladies' locker room and check out chicks in the sauna, I would spend 3 hours at the gym, too. And listen, you guys, I'm on to you. Don't pretend like you don't like checking out guys in the nude. That's your thing. You're gay, remember? You see, straight guys, we have to work out and then look at fat nude dudes. Nothing in it for us. If I could head over to the Encino Bally's, finish my workout, and then stroll right into the ladies' room, I would be there right now. I'd be like, oh, we gotta go to the gym today. Jesus, you were there for 4 hours just now, huh? I'd be there for five, didn't I?
Good, solid, common sense. The Adam Carolla Show. Weekday mornings on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
If you love Italian food, like I love Italian food, then you've got to know about Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. Italian is the default setting in my culinary world. When in doubt, it's the cuisine that always works. And at Pomodoro, they serve food just like what you'd find at the casual trattorias of Italy. The restaurant is a creation of master chef Adriano Paganini. Drawing upon his years of experience throughout Europe, he's created a down-home Italian restaurant with a menu that's elegant in its simplicity. He wants Pomodoro to be your second kitchen. And to do that, he's built locations throughout Southern California, each warm and inviting, with a sort of caring service that makes a great meal that much better. This is a restaurant to go to for salad caprese, pane all'aglio, and ravioli di zucca. Wait till you taste the tortellini soup, the spaghetti polpette, and the grilled salmon with cannellini beans. There's a fine wine list, Italian sodas, even sublime coffee. At Pomodoro Cucina Italiana, for the location nearest you, go to pastapomodoro.com.
For years, Southern California FM radio catered to people with an uncontrollable urge to dance.
I gotta dance! Whoa!
And ignored those with the irresistible urge to talk.
I gotta talk!
Then, 97.1 was born.
You people are just sitting here and you don't even care! Don't you people have anything better to do with your effing time?
Soon, the entire Southland was relieved to learn that they could stop dancing and start talking.
Let's talk! Bleeding lot of you.
Like the other radio stations in town, we asked people who work for us to pretend they were satisfied listeners. Here's what happened.
Stay away from me. No, leave me alone. No.
It's the best variety of talk from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. What the hell does that mean?
Sometimes I find myself talking along out loud in my car.
You know, I've seen you do that, and it's very scary.
KLSX.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one sitting there typing away on the computer. Want to hear something that's more interesting than that big project you're currently working on? Wiener Schnitzel's offering up their world-famous 2-for-$2.22 deal. You get a delicious chili cheese dog and a tasty chili cheese burger for an amazing $2.22. You may want to turn those tiny little speakers up there so you can hear me better. I said $2.22. That's right. For a limited time only, you can enjoy a juicy burger and plump dog topped with Wiener Schnitzel's world-famous chili and cheese for a measly $2.22. I bet you got that lying around in your desk. Heck, as an additional bonus, they're throwing in a buy one, get one free coupon. If you open your internet browser right now, you can download a buy one, get one free chili dog coupon. So, you got your deal, you got your coupon, now all you need to do is eat. But let's face facts here, a deal this good and this delicious isn't going to last long. So get up from your desk, let the screensaver do its job, and hurry into Wiener Schnitzel today for its world-famous 2 for $2.22 deal. Only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste.
Southern California's FM talk station.
How about we give these people their dignity back and call it the Slut Barn?
97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank! Well, at least he recycled.
Oh, please. I think he pulled a go-kart out of the last case he flattened.
It's not a go-kart. It's a beer mobile.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is the epitome of nothing.
Kind
of
like your sex life.
KLSX.
Thursday night, the Adam Carolla Show is live in Las Vegas for the Miller Lite Rockin' Racing Weekend, featuring Miller Lite NASCAR driver Kurt Busch, the number one Asian big boob queen Minka, 40 of the hottest strippers in Las Vegas, and Carrot Top, Thursday, March 8th at the Palms Hotel, fueled by Sauza Hornitos Tequila, TravelWorm.com, Subaru, and Miller Lite. You'll hear everything Friday morning. Good times. The Adam Carolla Show. Go down,
Michael Madsen is in studio. Signs of Life, his first book of photography, on sale now. How do you get? We've talked about your sister Virginia. Do you guys get along okay?
Yeah. She's been around almost as long as I have, and you know, when she finally got nominated, I just was so happy for her. I mean, there's somebody who's really, you know, it's really nice when people who deserve it finally it happens for, instead of somebody who's only been there for 10 minutes and they suddenly are in the front of the line.
Yeah, I know. Like when they have the little chick from Little Miss Sunshine.
Abigail Breslin.
Still has her baby teeth and hasn't gotten a period yet. And she's sitting there waiting to win an Oscar. It's all downhill from there,
that
baby.
That should be your rule. If you haven't had your period yet, you can't win.
Adam Carolla.
Even for men.
I agree.
American genius.
That's why that billboard went up.
No, I remember seeing that. I thought, what a great idea, you know. I should put myself up on the side of a building.
Right,
Michael
genius.
Madsen, American genius.
It was the Adam's idea.
American genius.
How dare you? It was Kimmel's idea that I told him to regurgitate back to me. I crammed it up Kimmel and I said, now say it.
It's cool. It's
speaking of
idea.
Kimmel, Michael Madsen was going to say something about the Man Show, but he said, I'll say it on the air. So I don't know what that was.
I was going to say that I really miss the trampoline girls.
Yeah.
The juggies.
Girls on trampolines.
Yes.
Girls on trampolines.
Well, now, hold on. We had all kinds of women on the trampoline.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you had other women, too. It's funny because people now send me stuff about you. Because I'll say, you know, what I know and what I don't know about you. What I saw was a clip just recently of a girl with giant boobs smashing a beer can.
Yeah.
I don't go for that kind of entertainment.
That was funny, man.
I like the little Catholic skirts on the ones with the...
That's right.
You like a more conservative look.
Well, he's...
I just like the trampoline girls. I could watch them for hours.
Michael has delicate sensibilities.
You can watch the trampoline girls instead of taking Viagra.
It's a nice homeopathic remedy for
male...
Because I know you worry about drugs and don't want to put any in your system.
I don't even like taking Advil, okay?
I'm reading here that in Maxim magazine you said you've taken every drug.
Well, that would be, That was before I became a genius.
Right. Have you really taken
now
every drug?
I'm a genius. I think during my high school years, I experimented with just about everything there
was. What was your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Well, I don't know how much I can say on the radio.
Quaaludes. Quaaludes are my favorite.
Interesting. Yeah, Quaaludes are
great. Quaaludes are great.
Back when they were pharmaceutical.
Yeah, you know? When they still said Roar 714 on them.
Yeah, yeah, you can't get those anymore. It's all crushed up Valium. It's
yep.
Horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, you kids, you don't know from Ludes.
I feel like
yeah.
I missed out.
Exactly.
We had real Ludes back in the day.
Pure, yeah, what is this with the light drug, sticks and ecstasy and tech music? Shut up.
That stuff is bad news, man. Kids are dropping dead on the dance floor.
Yeah, you guys think you invented roofies? Are you high? Bonaducci was feeding chicks Quaaludes in the 70s. Like Pez.
All
right. Doing them right in his custom van. He got with the Partridge Family money.
Get grossed out, but in the 70s with Ludes, every now and again you'd be like making out with a girl and you'd look down and go, oh my God, and you'd check her pulse and go, oh, okay, she's not dead.
Yeah.
Michael, is that a familiar story?
No, I didn't have to have sex with unconscious women.
No, they were conscious when we started.
Hold on a second. I feel like I have to defend you. Barely conscious.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different story.
They're like all happy about it.
I just think back in high school, you know, back in the old days, you know, drugs were not a good thing, but I did fool around.
It was free love. It was pre all these horrible
diseases.
When you
diseases, become a father, right? And you start having children and you have your priorities and responsibilities, you have to put all that stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah. In fact, I paid my sons... I told them if they caught me smoking a cigarette that I'd have to give them $20. So, basically, they don't really, yeah, they're very wealthy.
I've tried that.
They follow me around the house and hide, and they watch me and try to catch me, you know, and it's a great deterrent, believe me.
They've not seen Daddy smoke one cigarette. They have seen him masturbate 128 times, sadly, but they've never seen him smoke a cigarette.
I'm so glad I never made that call.
There's no jacking off in my house, okay? It's not allowed.
Good.
Well, Michael Madsen, you do have a very sexy voice.
Do I?
Yes, I can't help but notice.
I think you and Bonaducci could have a little grizzled off.
I know.
20 years of smoking Camel cigarettes and Pall Mall.
Hey, do your best to sweet talk, Teresa.
There's money in that voice.
If you do.
Yeah.
I'm very well.
Today, honey.
Thank you.
What color panties do you have on?
Oh, my
black.
God.
For goodness sakes, my favorite color. How'd you know? Jumping Jesus. Did you ever take any drugs in high school?
I smoked pot once.
Really? Did you do naughty things when you were high?
Maybe.
Like what?
This is uncomfortable.
I got a story about her, the guy on the roof.
Is it bad that I'm getting wood?
I'm getting excited, too.
Well, I was babysitting once and I invited a boy over.
Really?
And we, yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened.
It's Teresa, well, that's it.
Shouldn't you have been watching the kid? That was kind of irresponsible, wasn't it?
The kid was in on it. They called it
somehow,
two and a half some. Well, let's sober up with a question about a guy I enjoyed.
A regular on the Adam Carolla show.
We'd love to have you. I want to talk about Chris Penn for a second because I thought he was a great guy. I went out and drank with him after doing Loveline once, and I know he worked with you on Reservoir Dogs and probably other things. Were you guys friends?
Well, I would say that when Chris died, it shattered me. I mean, it was one of the most horrific things I think I've ever gone through. He was one of my very best friends, and it really, it shocked me. I mean, he was like a bull. I mean, he was such a strong, you know, there's not enough good things I could say about Chris. I miss him very, very much. And I get, you know, I was a pallbearer at the funeral. Sean.
Really?
Sean invited me to do that. And, it was a pretty hard day to get through. And I don't know if I'll ever really forget it.
He had a motor in him. He did Loveline with me, and after Loveline at 12 o'clock, he said, hey, pal, let's get a drink.
Chris
and I said, I met you an hour ago, and he said, fine, and we went to a cop bar and drank.
Chris and I together drank enough vodka to float an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, well, was that a wake-up call, though, his death? I mean, he was young, he was strong, he was virile, and pow.
I think it was definitely something that made me sit up and take a look and wonder about, you know, some of the things that go on in Hollywood I felt like the industry kind of chewed him up a little bit. And I kind of felt like he was unappreciated on a few levels. And I think it can do bad things to people, and it can make them be down on themselves and have bad habits. And, I just loved him, though. It's hard for me to say anything negative of Chris because I loved him.
You think it was tough to have Sean as a brother? I mean, a big, successful, you know, A-lister guy. And I think Chris Penn didn't get his due either. I thought he was a better actor than Hollywood gave him credit for.
Well, that's true. I mean, when you look at Chris's films, I mean, it must be hard to stack him up against Sean. And I know that they were brothers, and brothers are brothers, and brothers will be brothers, whether they're famous or not. And I think they had a, you know, rivalry between them. Unfortunately, you know, for Chris, it was in the papers and in the magazines. And, you know, I think that they didn't get along sometimes, but they obviously loved each other. And, this industry is incredibly competitive and incredibly aggressive. And I know that Sean tried to help Chris a few times and put him in a few films. And I think that, you know, they had a general sibling rivalry to, like, any family or any set of
brothers. I got to say, I'm surprised to hear that you and your sister Virginia get along as well as you do. I was thinking more...
Well, I hate her guts.
Yeah, I was thinking more Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts.
Yes, yes.
And this chick's been having a lot of success of recent years.
Burn.
Well, Michael...
No, it was just the opposite. I'm very happy for her, you know, and I'm not going to turn into Eric Roberts.
Well, do me a favor, since you guys talk, get her in here. I'd love to heap a little Madsen praise on her as well. Michael, we're out of time. We got to take a break. How about you come back anytime you want?
Yeah.
Open invitation.
Is there a paycheck involved?
Yeah. He'll pay you to undress her with that gravelly tone of yours.
It's true.
Signs of Life, name of the book, chronicles the unusual through the eyes of the master photographer Michael Madsen. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
All right, guys, it's time for Guy Getaway number, like, 6. That was a real number, so pay attention. You could be going to Las Vegas for 2 nights at the Aladdin Resort and Casino. Just go to 971freefm.com and enter to win the Aladdin Guy Getaway. Then we'll fly you and a buddy to Vegas and hook you up with 2 Vegas passports so you and the buddy can get into the hottest clubs without waiting in line.
Guy Getaway! Guy Getaway!
This whole deal is powered by TravelWorm.com. Call them at 888-321-WORM and book your trip to Vegas. And, of course, us, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Now, more things that are free in Southern California. Smog, traffic, cell phone dropout.
Are you there? Hello?
Love that. Okay, an earthquake every once in a while. Wildfires. Oh, don't forget mudslides. Slow-speed chases, high-speed chases. Stupid people. Oh, and of course, 97.1 Free FM.
As Madge the manicurist once said, we're soaking it.
So what is Free FM?
Free.
You
know what I'm saying?
An awesome mix
of personalities.
Regularly scheduled programming.
That's not regular.
It's not regular.
It's not regular.
And never programmed.
Never programmed.
Never programmed.
The past.
The present.
And the future.
It's now, baby.
An attitude.
An attitude.
A permission slip.
And all access pass.
It's just free.
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 Free.
And free
is good.
Is good.
You know what I'm saying?
97.1 Free FM.
Coming this Saturday, for the first time in Los Angeles, women fighting in cages. Fatal Femmes. It's the first ever all-women's mixed martial arts championship cage fight at the Japan America Theater in downtown L.A. this Saturday night at 7:30. Fatal Femmes. The hottest female fighters from the U.S., Japan, and Mexico, including Lisa Ward from the U.S. and Masako Yoshida from Japan, will be climbing into the cage for 8 bouts of all-female mixed martial arts mayhem. Don't miss it. Get your tickets at etix.com. Fatal Femmes Fight. Or call 877-FFF-9381.
Meet us in the cage. If you can take it.
Fatal Femmes.
Fatal Femmes.
This Saturday night in downtown L.A. Log on to FatalFemmesFighting.com. Or call 877-FFF-9381.
97.1 KLSX.
jealous.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Yeah, Laser Eye Center. Michael Matson was undressing our own Teresa Strasser with his laser eye. You can do that as well, that's right. You can see better than 2020, which means you can see right through Tease Blouse. Tease Blouse. Nice name for a coffee shop, you know?
Yeah.
What do you do over there? Yeah, with Tease Blouse, they have muffins. You can get like a cranberry muffin. They have scones, and they have nice green tea and hot tea and lattes. Tease Blouse, I'll meet you there. Meet you there at noon. We'll bang the script out. No payments and no interest for 12 full months over at the Laser Eye Center. What do you do? Plenty of interest in Tease Blouse, but none at the Laser Eye Center for a year. 800-80-LASER. Set up your free consultation. I'm not going to weigh you down with a bunch of details about how good they are and how they've won the Centurion Award for safety and precision and performance and how they're the pioneers of LASIK surgery and how they have highly sophisticated treatments and uniquely... Not going to weigh you down with it. Just not going to do it. You just call 800-80-LASER. You set up a free consultation or go to LaserEyeCenter.com.
The LR... The Tom Likas Show. It's just like a men's locker room, but without all the naked guys running around.
Our show is a little different.
97.1.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
When you stay out of touch with your chick tonight, she goes into the hopper. She'll be one of the chicks who'll be out drowning her sorrows because she never heard from you. And then I step in and I nail her for the night while you're busy nailing someone else. So in a sense, I become your electronic wingman. We all put our chicks back into the recycle bin tonight, and then everybody, you know, like dumpster diving, we all dive right into the recycle bin and pull something out.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Pepperdine University's fully employed MBA program is the only two-year part-time program of its kind in Southern California to be ranked among the top 20 business schools for return on investment by Forbes magazine. If you'd like to earn an MBA from one of the most highly regarded business schools in the world, call 1-800-933-3333 for more information. Pepperdine University's prestigious Graziadio School of Business and Management, where the real world of business is mastered.
Well, that's it. I want to thank Michael Madsen for coming in here and being a mensch. Dave Attell, Irvine Improv, Thursday through Sunday. Harlan Williams, Cobbs Comedy Club, San Francisco, Thursday through Sunday. And Dinesh D'Souza, The Enemy at Home, name of his book. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo. All Jews are attorneys, all the blacks are in the NBA or in prison, and all the Mexicans are whatever.